welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Woo, get it on.
Bang a gong.
Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
I thought it'd be nice if we drop in this morning. Good morning,
hey.
Mr. Carolla.
Hey. Strasser. With an appearance. 866-901-ADAM. Let's see, much to get to today. We'll do a little What Can Adam Complain About. Lynn and Alex are going to come by, the world's gayest couple. And plenty of stuff in between. Susanna Hoffs and Vicki Peterson from the Bengals are going to be in here as well.
Very excited about it. She's held up real well.
Vicki and Susanna, yeah, they both have. Susanna Hoffs, no, I really imagine you're talking about.
I was. And that was kind of rude, but I really don't know how Vicki looks now. Mm-hmm. I know Susanna held up real well and married well, didn't she?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Yeah, something. There was some story there. Who did she marry, Brian?
I'm almost positive it was Jay Roach, the director of Austin Powers and Meet the Parents.
I believe you're correct,
right,
sir.
Smart.
See, that's what I qualify as knowing, that I knew she did something. That's the same as knowing everything about it.
Yeah, I just had a feeling that she didn't have one of these disastrous lifestyles. You didn't hear about her in the tabloids or getting pulled over for DUIs and things like that.
No, I started that.
I don't know if you guys have been running into this, but I've been running into a lot of spiders lately inside of my house. It's been an ongoing thing since I moved into my house. It's always been an issue. And the roaches, the ants, the silverfish, the whatever else is running around the house has pretty much been eradicated. But the spiders never get eradicated. Now, I don't have roaches. I never did. But once in a while you get ants or something like that and you get rid of them. Or even if you do have roaches, you get rid of those. But the spiders seem to endure.
Yes.
And when the weather gets to how it's been, and it's kind of weird, it's kind of hot, it's kind of muggy, it's kind of whatever, and there's a certain month, maybe it's July and August, where those huge spider webs, you know that move? I talk about it every year about this time where you're walking out to your car, and as you cross between the mailbox and the hedge, all of a sudden you feel something on your face. Even though the distance between the mailbox and the hedge is 18 feet, well, an actual spider web has spanned that 18 feet.
In that amount of time.
And you're putting your head, and through the course of an overnight, has built a castle made of whatever mucus comes out of its crotch. And then you're walking through it, and then you do that crazy hand wave thing, which just makes you look like you're having a seizure to your neighbors because they can't see anything.
Right.
It's basically the equivalent of being attacked by a bee from a distance. You just look like a maniac.
That's why you have to yell, "It's a bee, it's a bee."
Yeah.
Because I've seen it done. And you see a guy freaking out, and he looks like he's having an attack, and you're staring at him going, "Should I offer assistance? Because it's epileptic, but he won't fall."
Yes, this is a time.
And then he yelled, "A bee, a bee, a bee." Oh, he's being attacked.
This is a time it's good to be female, because if you've ever, it can catch you by surprise when a guy walks into the spider web and goes, very embarrassing.
I
get away with it.
The guy's yelling, "It's a bee," but I can't hear him because my wallet is stuffed into his mouth and I'm yelling, "Maintain." And then I start realizing as I sort of look around my house that there seems to be if you leave a room and you don't mess with it for a week, you'll come back. There'll be some cobwebs hanging from a light fixture. There's spiders always on the ceiling. Seems to be, they're outside. They're all, and as I look around the outside of the house, I see the cobwebs up in the trees and then the whatever. And I thought, we haven't done much with spiders.
No.
Like, we've done a lot with roaches, a fair amount with ants and silverfish and other just your basic insects that infiltrate your house. Like, if you had roaches in your house on a consistent basis, you would do something about it and you would get rid of them.
Right. And the thing is, we've had spiders since the beginning of time. But the Wright brothers invented flight, 104 years ago? And now we go to the moon like it's nothing? But we can't get rid of spiders?
No, but spiders have a better publicist than roaches do. E.B. White. Charlotte's Web.
I know they have a good publicist because let me just tell you where I've come.
I hate that. Makes me cry.
Here's where I've come to with the spiders. Everyone does that thing where they do the rap with the spider, which is, "Oh, no, 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 that's a good insect. That's a good, they eat the bad insects. But here's the deal. Have you ever walked in your house and seen a spider wrestling a silverfish to the ground and eating a silverfish or an ant or a roach or whatever it is? You have a list of insects you don't like, right?
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a spider getting rid of one? They're just on the ceiling.
Yeah.
They're just the cobweb in front of the mailbox. They're just. I've never really seen them doing anything. As a matter of fact, all those other animals or vermin or insects, they're gone. The spiders are the ones that are inside my house. And nobody seems to be able to really get rid of them, and they're not sure how to do it, and I would like them out.
And the other problem with that theory is about the spiders are the good insects because they get rid of the bad insects. If you're not in a cornfield in Iowa, exactly which ones are the good insects?
I completely agree.
If they're
agree.
In your house... They're not the good insects.
Yes, and it's like you saying, oh, you got to have some Crips around your house because it'll get rid of the Bloods. And right. You're like, all right, but now I got a Crip living in my house.
And it's so arbitrary.
Wait, doesn't the story start with a mouse and end with a lion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dustin was bitten by a hobo spider.
Ooh. Dustin was bitten by a hoe. I could tell.
Dustin.
I was.
What happened, my friend?
I went camping with my wife and kid. Came back a few days later, and I had a big red mark on my leg, which I thought was an ingrown hair, but it was had a really big white cap on the top, so I scratched it, thinking things would be fine. The swelling got bigger. It got harder, like size of a baseball, really hot, real hard.
Size of a baseball?
Yeah, it got huge.
I've heard of that. I've never had one, but I've heard of people just little spider bite in it.
They say it's very painful to get bitten by one of these hobo spiders.
Oh, yeah. It hurt so bad. I couldn't believe it. So, well, it started to dry up, and the flesh started to eat around it. So I decided to go to the doctor then, and he's like, you're lucky you came in because some people wait too long. It's in relation to the brown recluse, but it doesn't eat the flesh away as fast. But
otherwise known as Maya Angelou.
Yes.
They are just nasty.
I couldn't think. That's the one I came out with.
I shouldn't get out that much.
I was concerned of what was going to come out.
Dustin, yes?
Yes. Get your house bugged or whatever you got to do. Debugged.
I know. You do. But, I mean, here's... Okay. Thank you, Dustin. Look. There's that thing where you see the commercial. You see the Terminix commercial?
Yeah.
Sort of jolly, pudgy, white guy with a smile on his face shows up. He's in his 40s. His life is about making your house safer and eradicating pests from your house. He comes in. He's wearing a clean white starch shirt with his name tag on it and a hard hat. And he's going to come out and do whatever. The reality of the exterminator is three-time loser, gangbanger, guy with the tat. You know that tat between your thumb and your forefinger? And that he's got that weird tat and that weird little fleshy web right there. He's got that tat. He comes in. He's got a Hudson sprayer. He looks like he's casing the place more than he is actually eradicating any pests. He takes one lap. It takes him 9 minutes, and the dude is gone before you know it.
Right.
And you get a bill for $126.23. You know, they put the 23 on there because it acts like they thought about it. Meanwhile, they pay that guy $6 an hour so him and his friends can come back and rip you off later on. In the week, he just did a lap around your house, noticing that there was a back bathroom window that wasn't latched, and the spiders are still there.
Yeah.
And they do that thing where it's like, well, we could really get rid of them, but you'd have to put your dog in a motel for a week, and we'd have to put a tent around the house. I'm just wondering, what do you do? Now, somebody told me they have sticky traps.
Yeah, they do.
You take these sticky traps. You put these little sticky traps down, and I thought, oh, give me some of these sticky traps. I assume the sticky traps were baited or something.
Right.
They're not. They're just like you taking a piece of duct tape and setting it on the floor and hoping a spider walks on it. Well, my spiders seem to like to walk on the ceiling.
Yeah.
They seem to enjoy that mode.
Most certainly.
I would. Yeah. I would, too. So there they are.
Suppose you're some big, giant dick in a sweatsuit putting down duct tape to catch me. I'm a spider. I've survived all his other attempts. I'm not falling for this now.
The sticky trap has worked nicely on my dog, Molly, who's now dragging it along the floor on one paw and trying to chew off that leg. The spider's happily walking along the ceiling and then shooting its web. And we say web. You know, it's the kind of thing, too, when you're going to work and you walk through that spider web, it's dark. It's 5:20 in the morning. I'm coming down my stairs. I do that flailing, that crazy flailing there. What the hell? I've just walked through the web. Well, it's not like I'm going back upstairs and taking a shower or anything. I just have a bunch of spider mucus in my hair. And the people are like, we call it, we lovingly call it silk, but as far as I know, it just comes from the spider's ass or from some gland that's around their ass. I mean, either way, I'm not a big fan of stuff that shoots out of insects or anything.
You know what? That's fair.
I don't like to wear it on my head. I mean, we make a big deal about, like, well, look, if a seagull crapped on your head, you'd certainly have to go in and take a shower and change your clothes and stuff. But the spider web is a weird substance that comes out of them. It's all over my house. It gets all over my head when I go. I'm looking to thin the herd a little, and I used to.
If it shoots out, I want to wear it. So I pay me.
I used to.
Where's my welder's mask? Adam's so funny.
I used to take the spiders and put them outside. I used to be like one of those guys that get the glass, put the glass over the spider, truck the thing over. But then I started thinking about it. When I would throw the spider outside, the spider would just go outside, probably hump another spider, knock the spider up, and then they'd both move back into the house to have their babies. Like, what good? And by the way, when you throw it outside, it's not like you drive it down the street to a vacant lot. You just throw it outside, average distance from your house, 19 inches.
Yeah, because they're so light. They have no mass.
If there's a wind blowing, it goes back into the house before you shut the goddamn door. And then what do you think the thing does? Well, I guess I'm out now.
Let me just get my stuff out.
Let me just get my crap. I got some CDs.
I think I left a T-shirt.
I left a T-shirt in there.
It's not mine. It's my old girlfriend's. It means a lot to me.
I'm hitting the road. No, what's it do? It was in your house for a reason, right? It's going to take 21 seconds to turn around and walk back in under your door threshold and back in under the ceiling. Like, it's right back in your house, right? It likes your house. That's why you caught it in your house.
Right.
It doesn't go outdoors and go, finally, fresh air.
I've been cooped up with Corolla all night.
Man. Hell, man, I couldn't breathe in there.
You think the spider wonders if it has to hear the spider rant again?
No, T's going through that. She remembers this from last year. Well, it happens every year, and it gets, and I want answers. I don't want to just spray poison all over the place.
No.
What about that thing you always saw in the Sky Mall, that thing where you plug in and it sends out the infrared sound beams?
Yeah, it kills mosquitoes.
I own everything from cover to cover in the Sky Mall.
Remember, right.
I told you I was really mad at Gretchen. I thought, well, this is before she was getting a divorce, but leading up to being a divorce is the same thing as being a huge bitch. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what can I do? I can't cheat. I can't drink. So I was on a flight somewhere and just bought everything. It's like $2,800.
Mm.
And that was one of the things I bought, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing.
Yeah, I know. It shows. It's great because there's a illustration of how it works, which is this thing that you plug in to your house, and it sends those shockwave sound, the drawings of the sound waves going, and then it shows spiders, roaches, and rats just hightailing it. Just that, you know, that thing where you're running so fast, like a thoroughbred horse, where you see a picture of a horse where their front legs are actually behind their back legs.
Right.
That's the picture. That's what they draw. Now, I'm sure that doesn't happen. I'm just saying, what are we going to do about this? We haven't made a dent in it, is what I'm saying. Right. We have made a dent in. Here's what we do as a society. We go, hey, tuberculosis, like to get rid of that. And we focus for a while and we exchange a few ideas and eventually we get rid of it.
Right.
That's how we do it with scarlet fever or whooping cough or whatever we have.
Sure.
We eventually focus on it and get rid of it. And we've pretty much done it with like cockroaches. I imagine cockroaches used to be just about everywhere. And now, if you want to do something about it, there are things you can do about it. Spiders, not so much.
Now, you lived through this last year? Because I actually rode up in the elevator with Adam, and he was screaming about this spider that didn't know it could turn right on a red light. It was killing me.
I've combined my rants.
Well, now you're going to notice the spiders more that you've heard this. That's what happened last year. I didn't notice the spiders. Then after the rant, they were everywhere, and I kept walking through their poopy little webs.
They're all over, like I said, they're all over the ceiling, and I just keep... Natalia got herself, she got a shot in her thigh, and it made a raised welt, and I was wrestling around with her the other day, and I noticed it and was convinced a spider had bitten her because I hadn't had the discussion with the wife about the welt and the tetanus shot or whatever the hell shot she got.
She got a shot, but Sonny didn't get the same shot?
No, you make a good point. She got the shot. He got the shot. She had sort of a reaction where it created a welt. I was convinced a spider had bitten her. But what do I got to do? Like get a praying mantis?
How about peacefully coexist?
I'll tell you what. I don't like sharing my bedroom, especially with other folks that don't have vaginas. That's my policy.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Wait, they're in the bedroom?
Oh yeah, they're always
in the corner.
They're always like up. They're always up on the ceiling.
Well, you can be funny without making fun of someone else.
They're just around, and you know what else? You know they're not.
That's the best part about dating a 25-year-old: the vagina on the ceiling.
Yep.
And anywhere else you ask her to put it.
The other thing I don't like about them is they're like nocturnal. It's a sort of wee hour thing. They're not out at noon. They're out at night. And the prime time seems to me walking into the bathroom at 4:30 in the morning, getting up, flicking the light on, and seeing the thing sitting on the ceiling. It's not a great thing to wake up to. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Gabe from Woodland Hills. Yeah, we got to take a break. But, Gabe, another thing that's freaking me out. This has happened to me a few times. Gabe?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that spider web?
Well, you know those big, like, 5-foot spider webs with like a 2-inch spider in the middle of it? Well, early in the morning on the way to work, I left my windows open on my truck. I've got an F-150 truck.
Yeah, go for it.
And I left my windows open on a summer night. And, like, at, like, 5:30 in the morning, you know, there's barely any light, you know, because the, like, the light in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Almost asleep. Opened the door to my truck. And right as I'm about to get in, one of those spiders made a web in the full open door space.
Yeah.
Yes. Sitting right in the center.
Yeah.
This is damn exciting stuff.
I have had the spider webs inside of the car and the spiders inside of the car, the web freaks you out because you're driving and you're going, oh, there's a spider. And then you go, well, who put this? And how? And now you're driving thinking, where's the spider in this car?
No, was sitting in the middle of the web, and I saw it like right before my face got
just
into it.
By my
so big he could use the diamond line.
Mm-hmm. And went flying backwards.
I'm just maybe the Spider-Man movie. Maybe this Tobey Maguire must be blamed. I don't know. But the point is I don't think we're making moves on these spiders. I haven't heard anything. I want to do something.
We'll be back.
All right. I don't know what to do.
Listen, I know we have something else scheduled to talk about, and this spider thing is a major problem, but I have to come in with some breaking news.
Mm-mm.
Lindsay Lohan just got herself in some very, very big trouble, and it's hot off the presses.
Well, hang on.
Very big. Worse than you can imagine.
Hang on second. Not that Danny can imagine. Come on.
Did her butt get stuck to the drain on the jacuzzi and it sucked out her intestines? Because that's the one I couldn't imagine.
I was thinking that one, too.
Ooh.
You never heard that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Kids get stuck to the suction thing and it sucks them inside
out. Bowels out. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Leave your drain cover on, right?
Leave your drain cover on.
Well, just tell me your Lindsay Lohan story could beat that, or don't tell me it's worse than I can imagine.
It's called the tease.
And the show has reached a new low.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll break the Lindsay Lohan breaking news.
Developing story.
Also, Danny got himself a new tattoo. There's a story behind it. We'll hear that as well next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. With a sneak peek at this morning's show, our program director, Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Today we'll do what can Adam complain about? We'll try out a hot-ass phone screener. Supermodel Janice Dickinson's going to check in from her hospital bed. And from the Bengals, Susanna Hoffs and Vicky Peterson. Hey, if everything goes well with the phone screener, I'll have banged every guest on today's show. Hold on, there's more. Also, Gossip Queens Lynn and Alex. I stand by my original statement.
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we had a little late-breaking news before we left. Also, Danny got a new tattoo. We will get into that. But first,
it's my fault.
Late-breaking news involving Lindsay Lohan.
This is really surprising. Even if you thought she was a mess, this is surprising even for Lohan. Mm-hmm. As of 5 minutes ago, she's behind bars, according to TMZ.com. She was pulled over in Santa Monica this morning. First, they thought it was DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Then, she was popped for possession of cocaine, DUI, transporting a narcotic into a custodial facility, driving on a suspended license. Mm-hmm. Sources say her blood alcohol level was between 0.12 and 0.13, according to TMZ. They found...
What number again?
0.12 and 0.13, and they're saying...
Right. 0.12.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
okay. And apparently there was cocaine in her pants pocket.
So 0.12 would be 4 points above the legal limit.
Right, so it would be 1.5 times the legal limit, or slightly more than that.
Right.
And she was in Santa Monica, as I said. This is her second bust in less than 3 months. She was nailed around 2:15 a.m. Near Pico Boulevard and Main Street.
Can I say this? Can we go ahead and adjust the blood alcohol level scheme? It's right up there with the terrorist alert. Hey, we're in a magenta situation here, my friend. We're dangerously heading toward fuchsia.
It should be like, how many drinks you had?
Something. It's the 0.08. It's the O. It's that we're into the hundreds, not into the tens. It's the 0.08. Because the other one then becomes a 0.1. I want the first one. I want it to become a whole number, 1 point something.
Right. Yeah. If you blow one, you go to jail.
Right. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is, let's work it out, because it's always confusing when the person goes, well, they had a 0.05, but 0.08 is... Now, Nick Nolte had a 0.12, like that kind of thing. It's just, it's the point that screws me up.
Yeah, decimals are confusing.
Besides that, I would just feel like such a punk.
They are.
If I had a decimal in my blood alcohol content, I just want somebody to say 2.
Yeah, right. Not
0.2. Bonaducci blew a 2.
That's right.
He didn't wake up for 3 days and he was mad. That's getting dressed for, you're arrested for being drunk. That's a good story.
Now, why was the guy at 2? Well, he was heavy set. He was unemployed. Sorry. Go ahead,
I know. I went there also. Lindsay Lohan just turned 21, which is the legal drinking age, obviously, earlier this month. Mm-hmm. And as you know, she's been voluntarily wearing a so-called SCRAM alcohol monitoring device on her ankle for the past couple weeks. She's been photographed wearing it very recently. You know, she was in a bathing suit and you could see the SCRAM.
I also saw a picture of her getting Pez out of it earlier in the week as well. So I'm suspicious.
Her bail has just been set at $25,000, also according to TMZ. And if convicted, they're saying she would almost certainly do time because she also has another DUI looming and was scheduled to go back to court August 24th.
No, she's in big trouble.
She's in big trouble for a few reasons. A, Paris Hilton has now set a precedent, which is Paris was so all over the news, got hassled so much back and forth, ended up being in the joint for like 3 weeks or something, which is pretty insane, much more than most people that have done what she's done have had to do. So now that another female celebrity, a paparazzi favorite, Deb, has been behind bars, well, then you're going to have to give... Now, whoever the judge is who's staring at Lindsay Lohan in 6 months is not going to be able to go, well, you just do house arrest or you do time at home or you don't have to, whatever. You pick up some trash by the side of the 101. Whoever it is going to have to give her at least the Paris Hilton thing, because everyone will bring up the comparisons and then everyone will say, what Lindsay did was even worse. Technically, in the eyes of the law, she was a bigger offense than what Paris did. So if Paris did 19 days, well, what's Lindsay going to have to do? So that's a horrible precedent. The other thing I think about is you can't drive without being pulled over these days. We keep saying, what's wrong with these celebrities? How come they're all getting pulled over now? Mm-hmm. I think the average person just gets pulled over at a much higher rate than they did in the past. It used to be that if you drove around a nice car and you looked like you were insured and it looked like you were heading somewhere, they sort of left you alone. Really, who they would do is hey, there's the lowrider car with the chain steering wheel and the organ pipe speakers in the back, and it looks like there's 26 guys in that car, the tailpipes dragging on the back. Let's pull that dude over. I bet we'll find some weed in that car.
And if not, we can put some there.
If not, we'll put some there. We'll do that thing.
Because they did something.
I couldn't agree more. Now we all get pulled over for chicken-ass tickets, although fresh information as to why Lindsay was pulled over. This makes it even more bizarre. She was in a car chase. She was the chaser. This is according to law enforcement. She was chasing a Cadillac Escalade, and she was driving herself a white Denali.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this caught the attention of the cops.
See?
A Denali. How much does that go for at?
A Denali's not more than Escalade. It's just a glorified GMC Jimmy or whatever. It's 40 grand. I don't know. She probably had 20 grand worth of rims on it. But so obviously she caught the attention of the cops.
Yeah.
But my point still stands, which is anybody in any car can get pulled over at any time for not having a front license plate for a whole various myriad of reasons. And so you're no longer safe to do that thing where I have up-to-date tags, I'm driving a nice Mercedes, I'm white, I'm wearing a cardigan.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a few pops and drive home from the party. You can just get pulled over for anything these days.
Yeah, I got pulled over on Sunday, and the guy asked me, did I know why I was being pulled over? And I really don't. I couldn't be a more cautious driver. And apparently, there was a crosswalk, and somebody had stepped off the curb. What is that?
Yes.
I can't see out of the side of my head. What am I, a fish or brandy?
A horse. But here's the thing.
Taurus Valley?
The thing, and this is one of those, I'm glad you brought this up, because it's one of these things I want to go insane on, which is if somebody sets one foot off the curb onto the crosswalk, you have to stop. And if they set one foot off the curb and walk right past your car when you stop and get well past your car, technically you can't start again until they're on the next curb or on an island in the center. So you just have to sit there like a retard while they're 60 feet away. And if you want to go, if you want to do what logic would tell you, technically you can get a ticket. And we're now at the point where it's no longer the spirit of the law.
Right.
They're just technically enforcing the letter of the law. So everyone can get a chicken-ass ticket. But the other thing that pisses me off about this is when you're not in the crosswalk, when you're just in the middle of the street, the guy who jaywalks, he gets a ticket for jaywalking. And if you don't stop while he's jaywalking, you get a ticket. And my thing is like, okay, give one of us the effing ticket, but not both of us. Did the guy do something illegal by jumping out in front of my car and running across the street when it wasn't in a marked crosswalk? Yes, good. Give him the ticket. Don't give me the ticket for driving.
We're a tad insane with the pedestrian always has the right of way.
I asked the cop, how close was this pedestrian to me? And he said he was within 40 feet. I can't see everything within a 40-foot diameter of my eyeballs.
Dude, if you miss something, let's say you're going 150 miles an hour in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And you miss something by 40 feet, nothing's happened.
And then, by the way, they maybe
didn't do anything. 40 feet, this room's maybe 20 feet across. You missed him by a floor.
They maybe pull into a gas
station.
This movie,
I don't know why I said that. This room is 17 feet across, not even 20, for Christ's sake.
I really didn't see the person, I'm conscientious.
Like 40 feet is a four-story building on its side, basically. For the love of Christ. The cops, it's like the more I make fun of them for handing out the chicken-ass tickets, the more chicken-ass tickets they hand out or attempt to hand out. It's getting worse.
Sweet irony.
It used to be you would have to go to Rape Bank, which is what I call Burbank, to go get yourself a chicken-ass ticket. They've now adopted this in other parts of the cities. Handing out jaywalking tickets for the love of Christ. What's going on? How come I can never call anyone to task on this? There's nobody I can physically talk to about this. And I'm sure the cops can't be happy about it.
They looked, first of all, they did the thing where they use too many words when they're speaking to you.
Okay, this is how it went when the guy pulled you over. Walked up to the car. Okay, right now, you know why I pulled you over right now, okay? Sir, ma'am?
That's
ma'am.
It.
Ma'am, what I'm going to need you to do for me, okay, right now, is go ahead, get your license, registration, go ahead and pull out your purse and hand it to me, okay, right now?
Okay, officer.
Okay, right now, the reason, do you know why I pulled you over, okay, right now, ma'am?
You know what? I really don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, right now, I'm going to have to go ahead and read your license, registration, okay, right now. What I'm going to need you to do for me right now, okay?
Took him half an hour.
What I'm going to need you to do for me is not to talk. And I'm just going to talk using filler words, except for I'm not very educated, not very smart, but I'll filibust so you can't ask me questions about the chicken-ass ticket that I'm writing. You okay right now? Okay? Right now? Okay? What I'm going to need you to do for me right now, okay, is go ahead. I like the go ahead.
Go ahead.
What I'm going to, like, the guy can't say license and registration. He has to say, what I'm going to need for you to do to me right now is go ahead and get your license and registration out for me, okay, right now?
If you're right, fast enough, if you hit the gas when he said, what I want you to do right now is go ahead, and you just hit the gas, could you get away with that? I was just sitting there, and he looked at me and said, well, what I want you to do right now is go ahead. Okay.
I'm looking at the phone here. Now, Teddy, I'm going to try to decipher what that
our
what
new,
that is.
We have an interim phone screener on duty right now, since phone screener Kyle has left. Mm-hmm. And Teddy, doing an excellent job, although his comments on this call say, Dolphin call women at Beckham party.
And Carol Connor.
Is the caller. Is. Carol Connor.
Carol Connor?
Ooh, Danny
Carol,
knows.
Who?
Carol Connor is not Carol O'Connor.
Who?
Different.
Hello?
Eddie?
Remember, she did the dolphin call?
Yes. She did the dolphin call.
See, you guys just think I sit here and pick up on chicks on MySpace.
You Posh Spice came over and you entertained her with the dolphin call.
Yes.
Yes.
Carol?
Hi, guys.
Great to speak to you. Yes, we saw you on the episode with Posh Spice over there with the ladies at lunch. We played the clip, and then we played the dolphin call.
Well, I have to tell you that I have had more phone calls because of you playing that. So you're obviously very, very popular. And Danny, I co-wrote the theme from Rocky. I sound really obnoxious now, but I've been up for a couple Oscars, and I co-wrote with Bill Conti and Ann Robbins Gonna Fly Now. And when thank you. When you did your thing at the Vista Del Mar with the fighting against Rob, Robert Shapiro, I came out in the Rocky robe. I'm the girl.
That's amazing. And we would do a thing here called Music Mondays where we're talking about inspirational songs, and this song is always one of ours for
a woman co-wrote this.
I didn't know that. You did a great job.
Look up the Oscars and you'll see my name right there.
Thanks, Carol.
Yeah.
Can you do a little dolphin call for us? I know it's early, but,
I can do dolphin. I mean, Barbie Benton and I learned how to do this together, but mine is sort of a little bit higher pitched. We are
got
scuba
Barbie
diving
call
buddies.
In, huh?
Okay,
all right.
You want it?
You were scuba diving buddies with Barbie Benton?
Yeah, she can float. That girl can float.
That was my dream when I was in junior high, to one day go scuba diving with Barbie Benton.
Or at least snorkel.
I go down with her all the time.
All right. All right, give us the dolphin, Carol.
Okay, wait a minute.
Nice.
That was awesome radio. Carol?
Thanks,
baby doll.
Thank you.
Love you, and I'm not. I keep on
going.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold on. John is a cop from Chino Hills. John?
Hi, Adam.
Yeah.
Real reason why I'm calling is because you might have remembered me from Monday. I called in ranting and raving about Danny Bonaducci ruining my morning show.
Oh, no.
I remember you.
Hi,
you,
John.
Aerospace worker.
Yeah. Hey, it can't be all spider talk all the time. I'm sorry.
Has Danny won you over since last time you called?
No, but he did ruin my morning again today when he made his analogy about a Ferrari going 150 miles an hour passing you from 40 feet away.
Yes.
Danny, just stop and think about what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense. You are dumb.
He was saying, hold on, John.
Well, wait, now let's well, now hang, let on, me, hang on, John, John, John.
Let me be
hang,
fair
hang
for
on.
One for one
let's
second.
Let's see if there are four people in this room. I understood what I was saying. Let's see if anyone else in here didn't understand me. And if they all did, mathematically speaking, you're stupid.
Like, you interrupted with something that doesn't add enough to the show. Adam Carolla is talking about, because cops do that. Cops stop you and they say, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to hand me. And then you'd like, you, you, but
You just stop them. You interrupt them, and you add nothing to the show. And you piss me off every morning.
That's what I add to the show, buddy. That's my entire job.
The only time that I do turn to your show now is when my other stuff is on commercials. So you're literally losing. Listeners, but you guys
That's what I'm doing. I'm losing listeners. You should check the research. They are flying out the door since I got here. We can't keep Amos. We got three guys.
I think Adam agrees with me. The wind it just goes out of his sails every time you open up your mouth.
It's the wind out of your sails when I don't like the cut of your jib.
I have a dinghy. I don't even have a sailboat.
We just need to stop you every now and then, Danny, and just say, just think about what you just said, Danny. It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
and
John.
It just ruins the show.
Your boy Carolla wants to talk to you now.
All right, let me say something, John. If you listen to the show full time and Danny says something stupid, we'll put you on immediately and you can call him out on it.
Have him on standby?
Yeah.
And then when he relates all his stories about, like, he got a fire.
All right, John. Listen, John.
Okay.
All right, John.
Am I alone, Adam? Adam, am I alone? I just want to hear. Am I alone on this?
What?
Because I have a bunch of friends in my house that we're all thinking one thing, and we think that deep down you hate his ass too.
John, I don't agree with you, but I do love your passion for our show.
Yeah, me too. I got to give him that.
Yeah, you know, radio is one of those things. I think about it all the time. I think about the dynamic of entertainment, and I realize, well, it's in a way sort of like there can be a pro wrestling aspect to it. I think about Danny sometimes, and I think I know some people can't stand Danny, and I know some people love Danny, and I know Danny divides people, and I think, but the people that can't stand him sort of are enticed by him or intrigued by him or at least provoked by him or something by him. Now, here's the way I break down entertainment, far as I can tell. You can do this. You can love somebody and therefore you will listen or watch that person. You're a fan of that person. Right. You can hate somebody. Let's just like take Howard Stern, for instance. People liked Howard Stern and then Saul the stockbroker would call in and everyone hated that guy or Sal or whoever. You can pick from 100 guys. Sort of, again, with the pro wrestling concept. You have the guy you love and then there's the villain and you hate that guy, but you still watch.
Gotta have a villain.
You gotta have a villain or you're intrigued by this. And then there is the percentage who go, I don't like that guy, and I'm not intrigued. I'm just not watching that guy, or I'm not listening to that guy. Thus, Sal the stockbroker bugs me, and I can't watch him, as opposed to I want to watch what's going to happen with Sal the stockbroker.
Right.
For the most part, most people are either I like this guy, or see, I think Danny falls into the category of I either like this guy or I hate his guts, but I still want to hear what he has to say.
Right. I have noticed that this guy didn't go away. As a matter of fact, he has called again. So he can't hate me enough to be driven off. He can call up more often than other callers.
He claims he only listens during the commercial from his other show, but I might have to call his bluff. I think he listens.
I think he listens constantly.
He knows you so well.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Now, here's another.
My Ferrari analogy, maybe not one of my best.
Listen, Danny, they can't all be jumps. And remember when you told me, I think you told, this was you, Danny, that some program director you had once said, if 10% of people don't hate you, you'll fail.
You can't actually be with number one. You have to have a hate factor.
Well, we've tripled that. Scott?
Diminishing returns after 30%
Scott,
hate.
Scott!
Oh, am I hitting the wrong line?
All right. Line four.
Oh, line four? Wow, Scott looks like line. Ow.
It's not flush.
I gotta get this thing worked out here. Hey, Bald Brian. Yeah, I dig it. Scott?
Hey, man. Good morning, guys.
What's happening,
Scotty?
You know, I just think John is counterproductive there. He's calling to say that Danny sucks and he's ruining the show, but he's become an active listener by calling to say that Danny sucks and he's doing the show.
Oh, my sweet irony. He calls in and stops the show to say that I stopped the show.
Well, I mean, Scott, how do you feel about Danny on the show?
I love Danny on the show.
Thank you very much, Scott.
I think Danny's a wonderful addition to the show.
Scott, are you...
I really appreciate
that. Thank you. Are you actually calling from Chino Hills?
Yes.
Because
so John.
Because John is not from Chino Hills. John said he was a cop from Chino Hills that just wrote a jaywalking ticket. And the reality is John is from the Seattle area. I think he's an engineer and he works at Boeing.
Right.
As
right.
memory serves. So is it the craziest coincidence on the planet that the guy John calls in and says he's from Chino Hills when he's really calling from his place in Seattle? And the next caller who comes on is Scott, who's actually from Chino Hills.
Our phone screener got
on the 91 now, man.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That is weird, isn't it?
That is a weird coincidence, but also I would like to say, and not that, believe me.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much.
From the actual Chino Hills.
But if you want to hate me, the line is so far back. So it's not like going to throw me the Johnson call and go, I hate you. But I do like to point out that John, who hates me, uses a false identity from a false town. Mm-hmm. That apparently he feels that hating me is somehow dangerous to him. That he has the fakest name and whereabouts.
I think he was
trying. You can give me your exact address.
He was trying to get through.
You can give me your exact address and hate me, bitch. You'll be fine.
We need to take ourselves a break.
I can't. This show's so good already today. This has been a good
because
show.
People are hating spiders and Danny.
I can't explain it. Lindsay's been busted.
And Lindsay Lohan. All right. Well, we have a full bank of calls. I have no idea what.
And we haven't heard the tattoo story.
We got Danny's tattoo story. Oh, John's going to love that.
Well, if something's on fire, I say we stay with what's on fire.
There are a lot of calls. Probably defending you, Danny.
They're all about phone calls saying Danny's good, Danny sucks. I don't know if that makes a show.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay. I promise you we will be...
Unless somebody wants to gouge my eyes out, then that'd be interesting.
We have You're the Man, Danny, from Jerry and Chino. He's from Huntington Beach.
Defenders and detractors.
Got to get some of those Arbitron books out to Chino Hill staff. Number one.
That's the nucleus of our fan base.
Chilling in Chino.
Yeah. It'd be one of those things. I can see the billboard right now. Adam Carolla Morning Show, number one. Huge 4-foot block letters, number one. And then it's super small print in Chino. In Chino Hills, in Chino Hills, adjacent area.
There's a prison out there, right?
Yeah, yes. must be. We'll take a break. Back with more Lindsay, a tattoo story, and you guys on the phone as well.
Right now, Cancer Danny sings the hits.
You don't have been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, because I ain't no holiday girl. I ain't no holiday girl.
That was Cancer Danny with Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl on the Adam Carolla Show.
We're talking about our love or disdain for young Bonaducci in the midst of the argument. We got the... Well, got started off me complaining about chicken-ass tickets, and then it got John from Seattle called in, except for he picked Chino Hills as the place he was calling in from because he was posing as a cop from Chino Hills who just wrote a jaywalking ticket. And if you want to get in on this radio show, you just tell the phone screener, I'm a cop who just wrote a jaywalking ticket. I want to talk to you.
Absolutely.
He picked Chino Hills. The second call we got was a guy who actually did live in Chino Hills. You see, John didn't live in Chino Hills. He lived in Seattle somewhere. This guy lived in Chino Hills. I took that as an amazing coincidence.
That is incredible.
No one else cared about it. I realized, and I had that thing that happens to me once every 3.5 years where I go, hey, man, let me tell you this crazy story. I was on the cell phone. I was talking to my buddy Ray. We were talking about Chris. And then I got another call on the other line, and it was Chris. And everyone looks at you and goes, all right, are we going to order? And you go, you don't understand, dude. And they go, yeah, yeah. And you go, no, I'm not lying. And they go, no, no. And I go, please be more weirded out by this. And they go, uh-huh. I didn't get it. I couldn't find any traction in my Chino Hills story in the studio. So I went outside the studio and I said, hey, Angie.
Do you like cherries?
I said, Angie, you want to talk about bizarre. That guy from Seattle just picked Chino Hills randomly out of all the cities in Los Angeles. This guy picks Chino Hills. Now, hell, we get calls from Vegas and Portland. We get calls from all over the place. He picks Chino Hills, and then the next dude is actually from Chino Hills. And she doesn't look up from her computer. She goes, uh-huh. And then I turn over to my assistant over there, Jay, and I go, Jay, did you hear about this Chino Hills debacle? And he is, uh-huh. And then I grab Mike, and I realize nobody cares but me. But then I realize whenever you have these stories, it's only you who cares.
Right. It's well, kind of like your
I
own
shouldn't
dreams.
Try to convince them.
At least that's a thing where everybody at least understood. I thought I said something fascinating one day to my old radio show, and I still to this day think it's fascinating. But they're all, we're all stupid people. Mm-hmm. I came in and I was mad at my wife, and I said, I've said everything I'm ever going to say to that woman. And then it dawned on me that the average American has about 4,000 words at their disposal and use about 400 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I actually have said every word I'm ever going to say to my wife. Mm-hmm. From this point on, I'm just going to rearrange them.
Yes.
And I thought that was really interesting.
You'll say them in a different order.
But I'll never say another word to my wife that I haven't said. And I thought this was rivetingly interesting. These guys
they didn't find
at me.
It interesting.
Oh, my God. Like I should have been wearing a helmet.
I used
Adam,
all...
tell me more about Chino Hills.
See what I mean?
No, but I've yelled at my wife many times that I've used up all my vowels with her.
Yeah.
Just consonants.
Just
now.
Consonants next. That's right. Sharon.
Give me a break.
Sharon from Sacramento.
Hey, yes, my husband calls me the granny who likes Danny because I'm almost 56. I have three grandkids.
You're young.
And yeah, I'm a young granny. I love Danny on the radio. Danny, I used to listen to you when it was Jamie and Danny.
Yeah.
And my daughter used to live at Huntington Beach. In fact, we'll be going down there tomorrow to watch the U.S. Open. And I need the number so that I can listen to you guys in the morning till 10 while I'm watching the surfers.
Wow.
You are a rocking granny.
Aw.
Yes,
what are your grandkids' names, Sharon?
Well, we have Kylie, Audrey, and Cody. Aiden.
Give me a break.
Hey.
You know what? Yeah. Danny, you and Jamie said a prayer for me a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting to hear a test. Oh, okay. Don't go for it, Adam. Now, my husband loves you, Adam. I like you, too, and we agree with you most of the time. But my husband's name is Danny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he's an Italian, and his last name is Del Tramo. So he says, I
Danny
love
D. from Big Sack. Good times.
Are you talking about me?
Are you taking from Medium Sack? Hey, Sharon, you're taking your grandkids out to the surfing open?
Oh, no. They're staying here. Just my husband and I are going.
Nice to talk to you. How
about young at heart?
I know. Have a great time.
I love it. I've been going for 8 years. I just love it. And Danny, you're never better than when you're on the radio. I have your book. I did watch your show. And I went, oh, Danny, no.
I'm all better now.
I know you are. I know. It's fantastic. I love listening to you.
Nice to talk to you.
All right, Sharon. Good times
there,
baby doll.
Thank you, I really appreciate that.
Hey, Sharon, you're coming out to the Los Angeles area.
Yes.
So you want to know where to get us in the Los Angeles area?
Yes, I can tune you in on my headset.
It's 98.7 Star.
Oh.
Clear as a bell.
No.
97.1 KLSX.
I was going to say, Star 97 was his old one. And
yes.
Yours is 97 what?
One.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
All right, baby doll. We'll be talking at you tomorrow.
Jack Silver is psyched that this is our target demo.
Yeah. 56-year-old granny thinks I rock the house.
Postmenopausal women, peeps. That's who we're going after with the strippers and the likettes. All right, let's see. Loves Adam, lose Danny. Of course, John was an idiot, the guy who hates Danny. Danny acts like an adolescent. You're the man, Danny. Teresa saved the show.
Ooh,
gotta talk to this maniac. Hey, Neil?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
What do you have to say? I love Teresa Strasser, but I thought I was the only one.
I called in when Teresa was just coming on and told her how wonderful she was. Do you remember the areola story, Adam?
Sure.
Yeah, that was when Tad
guy
was the
put
phone.
The beans into the ground. He traded them for a cow. Wait a minute.
That's Jack and the Beans.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I don't know it then. I thought I knew it.
Oh, well, that was when Tad was the phone screener so we could get through, and now you've got a great new phone screener, so again, we can get through. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, somebody doesn't like Kyle.
Well, we had trouble getting through. So I live in People's Republic of Santa Monica. I wanted to tell you, Lindsay got popped 100 yards from the police station.
Lohan, you mean?
Yes.
That's where she was.
Yeah. she was just chasing a Denali or chasing an Escalade and got popped. But Nelson, your point was, or Neil, your point was.
Yes, Dave Damashek, although he was a nice guy, almost sunk the show. We never, never understood why he was on, but Teresa single-handedly saved the show.
I agree.
And then, Danny, you've doubled the show's intensity, and we love you, and you're great. And, Danny, try to keep yourself out of trouble.
Well, if I do that, then my phone won't ring like crazy for being able to relate to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
the
Neil, Danny's getting a lot of calls this
up.
Morning because of the
Adam,
Lindsay Lohan.
Can I tell you one other thing? You came back from Europe. By the way, you get kudos and big brass balls for driving in England. I can't do that. And the other thing is, you talked about Prison Train, and that day, of course, I wrote a treatment for Prison Train right away.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I, all right, hold on a second. Thank you, Neil. Yes, driving on the wrong side of the road in England is unnerving, number one. I happily volunteered to do it, and then it was sort of one of those things where we're just talking about drunk driving and Lindsay Lohan. You know, when you've had a few pops and somebody says, you're in no shape, and you go, oh, please, give me those keys. And you get 100 feet down the road, and you think to yourself, I'm effed up. That's kind of what it's like in England. You go, give me the keys, I'll drive. And then you turn left, and then you feel like you're coming into oncoming traffic out of a driveway, and you go, somebody else drive. But I was able to figure that out and eventually speed the entire time I was in there as well. I'm not going to let a little thing like not knowing what direction I'm heading slow me down.
No, God, no.
That's my message in life. Neil, so thank you.
Yeah,
Danny
thank you,
fan.
Neil.
All right, let's talk to a hater. Let's see. Danny acts like an analyst. Danny saved the show. Oh, I wanted to say this about Teresa Strasser before we move on, because that's why Neil called, although he didn't heap a lot of love onto T's plate.
Right.
Teresa gets a fair amount of crap. I would say much,
lose the weight, chubby.
Much more than she deserves. On the message board, there's a fair amount of haters with Teresa. Well, no, here's what I'm saying.
I'm scared to go on there because
Teresa is smart and funny and very good at her job and 100,000 times better than anyone who sat in that seat. Quite easily.
I don't know anyone else who sat in that seat, really. I mean, even though I've been in this room a couple of times before, but as a guest promoting a show, you focus on the name on the door. I didn't see anybody but
Studio
Corolla.
Studio P, you that's
gotta,
right.
You got to make Corolla laugh and make you want to stay in the room and talk about your show so you can save the showtime. So I don't know. But I've worked with a bazillion girls, and there's like this girl part all women fall into that you don't.
Right.
You're just part of the team.
And right. They try to be funny and sexy.
Every girl I ever worked with, it would have been the Adam Carolla show, but it would have been kind of like Adam and Danny, and then Teresa would do something that only the girl does.
Right.
You just hang with the boys. That's what makes you different.
Yeah, Teresa, I'm a huge fan of hers.
Me
and
too.
Think she does a
and so is everybody I know, by the way.
Does a wonderful job. All right, let's see. Hates Danny, but he's good.
I like that.
John was an idiot. Acts like an adolescent. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going with Scott.
Which one's Scott?
Well, he's the guy on the line. I think I didn't punch up. Hold on a second. Down at the bottom. Scott?
Yeah.
What's happening?
No, I'm just saying that he talks about getting laid so much like he's... This is the first time in his life, like when you're 16 and you first got laid. And he talks about it all day.
I absolutely
day.
Agree with you.
Hey, guess what? I bet he has a girlfriend that's 25.
Yeah.
And he gets laid all the time. And that's all I'm saying.
Are you drunk?
Well, that's fabulous, buddy.
There's something slurring or something.
Well, I just want to know, right? Like, what else is there? I mean, it's not just the fact that I'm with a 25-year-old. It's, an 85-year-old.
Sank the show. He was an idiot. Dave Demishek was funny as hell.
All right. Okay, he is drunk.
Scott, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, you're going to work?
Not at present.
Mm-hmm.
Not in prison?
What's the problem?
No, I'm not headed to work. It's only 7 o'clock.
I see. What time do you get in?
I have to go in at 10.
Uh-huh. Ooh, that could be good. What do you do?
What they used to call banker's hours.
Mm-hmm.
I work for an insurance company.
Mm-hmm. You ensure that the weed doesn't get stolen from the hydroponic farm in your buddy's house?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
When people do that thing where they go, I do security. You know, when they do the long, like, you can do that. See, if you go, if someone goes, what do you do? And you go, CPA? And people go, okay. You do tax preparation, stuff like that. People go, all right. But if you say, you ask me what I do for a living.
Hey, excuse me, Adam, what do you do for a living?
CPA. That means I work with the mob.
Or a drug dealer, CIA.
Yeah. I prepare tax shelters so that the mob, an offshore account, so the mob can launder drug money, bunco money. Like, that's what the thing that's funny is they don't lie to you about their profession. They do. They'll tell you what they do. They are doing security. They're protecting their pot farm, or they're protecting the planes of planes filled with cocaine. Like, they do security.
Yeah.
It's just the
they do it for Pablo.
It's the 10 Mississippi before you say security, or before you say attorney, meaning you represent the same Gambino crime family. Don't do it. That's all I'm saying. If you do work security and you do work on a swift boat with a piled full of cocaine, just say security.
I secure my own ability to sell you weed.
Right. All right.
By the way, I really enjoyed that yesterday when you said if you'd have just left off crime family at the end of your name.
Gambino.
And you said, I'm a Gambino.
Just a Gambino.
Yeah.
People might think you're a good ball player or something. Hey, it's the Gambino.
But you gotta go with, I'm the guy from the Gambino crime family.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yes.
I felt nauseous ever since you said people hate me on the message board.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I've never gone on there.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Well, hey, don't.
But
I need your advice.
I'm telling you right now, don't go.
I'm going to faint.
Don't ever.
I hate people not liking
you. Danny, you make it worse when you say don't ever.
Don't ever. Don't ever. Did you see Breaking Bad?
It was such a nice compliment, Adam, but all I heard was the bad part.
Did you see Breaking Bad?
Yeah, every episode.
I was drunk and insane and tried to kill people. Gretchen tried to protect people from me and never raised her voice. 10%, and I told her this before we even taped the show, 10% of the people who, well, more than 10% of the people who wrote, but a vast number of the people who wrote, your children should be taken away, you're an enabler, you're ugly, you're anorexic. They just hated her. Because people who hate write. People who kick back and enjoy the show don't write. Hey, you guys, I really like your show. Thanks. Only haters write.
Okay,
yes.
For every hate letter that comes in, think of seven. I think it's the statistic is seven people really like you.
Really?
One hate letter you get.
Yep,
a lot of people
they
must
sure
like
do write. According to Danny's calculations, they are in love with Teresa Strasser.
I really, until this moment, I had no idea.
You could be Nicole Richie, and if you said you were concerned about your weight, the next thing on the boards would be how fat you are.
It's also anonymous, so you don't really know who the people
are.
Let me.
Hey, look, you fat pig.
Please like me.
Let me say this about Teresa now quickly, and we'll go to break, and then we'll see if we can put her back together
so she
can.
It's falling. The wheels
stumble
are
through
off.
The news. Here's what I'm saying. If you look at the message board, Teresa Strasser gets some crap. Not much crap.
Not Bonaducci level.
I get a little crap. Teresa gets a smallish amount of crap. Danny gets a metric ton of crap.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. I understand Danny's metric ton of crap because Danny is controversial. Danny says things that divide people. That's part of his job. Teresa, I just look at as a really smart chick who does her job super well. And the modicum of crap that you get, and it's a small amount of crap that you get, I don't think is deserved.
Me either.
Thanks.
Okay. We cool?
Yeah. So
now pull it together.
Me, if you hate me, you
better.
Can totally be right. If you think I'm funny, you could totally be right. You know, you don't have, with you, to have a big negative opinion of you, you're probably just mistaken. You don't do anything
Thank
to go
you.
Noticeably
I'm sorry.
Wrong.
I had a moment.
Are you better
I'm back.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take
I'll
a break.
You right now, if it'll make you feel loved.
Danny saved the show. Danny, lovable skank. Danny, you're the man. I love Danny and hates Danny, but he's good. So there
that
you
wasn't
go.
A bad run right there.
That
Thanks,
was a
Cora.
Hell of a run right there. Bonaducci back. We'll take ourselves a break. T.
I'll have an update on Lindsay Lohan. I'll tell you who the new Price is Right host is going to be.
Ooh.
And This will be interesting. I'm going to leave it up to you whether you want to hear the call that took place when the coach was killed by a foul ball. I have it. It's disturbing. I'm going to leave it up to you whether you want to play it.
I would like to hear it. Sorry, but if you're going to tease it, I want to hear it next. And coach killed by a foul ball that was hit from home plate. Yeah. He was coaching first base.
Right.
He was hitting head with a sharp line drive of maybe AAA or college ball recently.
I think AAA, yeah.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll have that next.
At the Adam Carolla Show, we don't just talk about curing cancer.
We get strippers to do something.
It's the second annual Carolla Car Wash at the Spearman Rhino on Normandy Avenue in Torrance.
I remember the first time my daddy took me to a stripper car wash.
It's so wet and soapy down here.
Stop by for some of Oswaldo's famous flapsteak.
I don't know if you can do better than Ozzy's flapsteak.
Chimichurri. Plus a ton of strippers and porn stars on hand to wash your car for free. Though we do ask that you make a donation to Savannah's Organic Ranch to support the fight to cure cancer. This Friday morning at the Spearman Rhino in Torrance.
Get a lap dance and play your cards right. I'll give you the chamois treat.
Let's get back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good times. Carrie from Seattle loves Teresa, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
You pulled it together?
Oh, yeah. I'm back.
Are you cool?
We had a pep talk.
I'm in a very good mood today.
All right, baby.
Hard to bring me down.
All right. Well, let's do it with the news.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Here's somebody who's having a very bad day. Lindsay Lohan. She was pulled over this morning at 2:30 a.m. according to TMZ.com. She was asked to take a field sobriety test to walk the line. She failed. She did not take the chemical test, allegedly. She refused to take it. Her mugshot has been released. She's looking pretty good,
she
actually.
She looks all right, yeah.
She looks all right. She was scheduled to go on Leno tonight. She will probably not be making it. That's my guess. Now, as you know, she was wearing one of the Scram alcohol monitoring devices voluntarily. So why weren't the Scram people contacted? When you drink alcohol, I thought some sort of alarm went off.
Well, here's the thing about that thing. First off, I think it's just a pill box that she spray painted black and duct taped to her ankle because she's showing it off.
Right.
You see, normally if you're fitted with something like that, it's bell bottoms until that thing comes off. It's not short shorts and you strutting down Sunset Boulevard. She has been showing that thing off. She has been doing what I would do if I had a fake one. If I had a real one, I would feel ashamed and wear long pants. If I had a fake one, I'd be showing everyone, hey, look what I'm wearing. But I'm wondering.
Well, think of today's girls. What do they have that's fake that they like to show off?
Decent point. Boobies.
You get something fake attached to you these days, it's a show-off point.
I'm wondering, when I was a kid, they had the very ill-conceived fake candy cigarettes.
Yeah. And wouldn't a plume of powdered sugar come out?
Yes. I love the, I love to know what corner of hell that guy's in. What'd you do? I rounded up the Jews and killed them. What'd you do? I invented those candy cigarettes. Wow, dude. Where's your decency?
What? I got kids interested in smoking.
You would buy this candy cigarette. Not only was the candy killing you, but later on you could just go ahead and transfer that oral addiction onto nicotine and then that would kill you. But you'd suck on this candy cigarette and you'd go, and a plume of powdered sugar would come out of your mouth creating smoke.
I think I remember even using those after I smoked.
Yeah.
Just for the fun and novelty.
Well, speaking of powdered sugar, that was not...
I was going to say, though, I wonder if somebody is going to come out with these fake Scram devices for kids. I'd like my young girl, Natalia, to be rocking a little Scram, a little funny Scram. That'd be a funny thing to do. Next time, actually, I'm going to set her up with a little fake Scram, some candy cigarettes, and a near beer. Someone comes over. Get her started.
Speaking of SkyMall, they're selling a thing now that will tell you where your car has been, what its top speed was, if it went to an address that you've restricted. That's guaranteed. You attach it to the car and let you know if he ever sped. Let you know if he went to an address that you have restricted from him to go to.
Right.
So, you know, so pretty soon that won't be that hard to do.
So she was pulled over
with... Yes, there was cocaine allegedly in her pocket. And she was popped for possession of cocaine, DUI, transporting a narcotic into a custodial facility. I'm not yet sure what that means.
Well,
we'll find out.
Her you know, the topic they never really broach with all this stuff is the real issue, which is, I don't know a lot about her dad, but her dad is in and out of the joint a lot. And most of the people that are in and out of the joint have some problem with substance abuse.
Right.
Almost 80, 90% of them.
Yeah.
He's sober right now. Michael.
Even if it's not in and out of the joint for having a joint. It's in and out of the joint for being high and doing things you shouldn't do when Absolutely. You're high. So the real point here is she has a parent who has the alcoholic gene.
Right.
And if one or both your parents have the alcoholic gene, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to get the alcoholic gene.
Right.
She's got the gene. Obviously, she's got the gene in spades.
Right.
That's the real message here. What do you do when... pretty early on in your kid's life, you realize you've passed along this gene. They don't always have to be alcoholics. They can be drug addicts or they can be adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
They can essentially be Patrick Swayze's character in whatever movie.
Roadhouse?
No, not Roadhouse.
Point Break.
You can be Patrick Swayze in Point Break. You'd want to go base jumping all the time. But more than likely, you're just going to want to go booze jumping and car jumping all the time.
I used to do a lot of base jumping.
So the point is she has that gene. Her dad, obviously an alcoholic, has passed that gene on to her. It showed its head about 17, 18 years of age. We sort of ignored it. It's in full flight now. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, it looked as though, you know, when she got busted on the 4th of July, that she went to rehab and maybe she was going to clean things up. Recidivism rate is extremely high with drug and alcohol use.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's going to take her a couple times. Sources are saying that her blood alcohol level was between 0.12 and 0.13, the legal limit, 0.08 in California.
Good times.
So we'll certainly be getting more news on this breaking story. Don't you wish this kind of reportage was put to things that were, you know, would perhaps affect all of our lives more, but you have to say DMZ is really rushing this stuff out.
As soon as we can all say reportage.
As soon as we find out. Well, that's when you cut out pictures of magazines
and
stick them to cardboard.
No.
Like if I had a crush on Bald Brian, I might cut out a bunch of pictures from a Vogue magazine that said cool, in love, and make my own reportage?
No. What is it the stuff that Goldilocks eats at the Three Bears house?
Porridge.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, they do very good investigative work finding out about scrams and alcohol levels and what kind of car she was driving. She was apparently in a car chase.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a Denali. She was chasing an Escalade. Anyway, they've got a lot of information considering this thing happened at 2:30 a.m. this morning.
Good times,
God
bless
them.
Okay, moving on. CNN and YouTube got together for a Democratic presidential candidate debate last night.
Yeah.
So citizens submitted questions on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
one of which was somebody asking Barack Obama, is he black enough?
You know, when I'm catching a cab in Manhattan in the past, I think I've given my credentials. But let me go to the broader issue, and that is that race permeates our society. It is still a critical problem. But I do believe in the core decency of the American people. And I think they want to get beyond some of our racial divisions.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar.
Yeah, not according to the ad council.
Experts are saying there wasn't a clear winner and that no one really made any huge mistakes in this debate. Everyone sort of did as expected.
My name is Tyrone Washington.
Yeah, the gay president is what we won't tolerate. Like, we may be 10 years away from a black president and 14 years away from a woman president, but we are 2,000 years away from a gay president.
2,000?
That's I'm being kind.
Wow.
To who?
I mean, what do you think? Seriously, we always talk about, you know, minority groups. Oh. What about homosexuals?
Well, in San Francisco, where I grew up, we had Harvey Milk.
Right,
he got shot.
Yeah. Yes.
What about the governor of New Jersey? He was in the closet.
Right.
When he came out, he was
I am a gay American.
Right, McGreevy.
Gay president, though.
Right. I
You're
haven't even
ways off of that one.
Some people think Hillary Clinton's pretty butch.
Decent point.
I don't. And everyone's saying she did a great job.
This is why people hate you.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because I don't think Hillary's butch.
Not everyone hates Teresa.
97% of
majority,
people.
Overwhelming majority, yeah.
All right, moving on. See how it's rolling off my back like a duck?
Like a duck.
Or are those tears? I can't tell. All right. Now, a very, very sad story in the world of sports in minor league baseball. A 35-year-old minor league coach died on Sunday after being struck in the head by a line drive as he stood in the first base coach's box during a game in Arkansas. Now, it was a left-handed hitter, and he hit a foul ball. Everyone was saying that this was, as you would call it, a frozen rope. It was a really, it came off the bat fast and hard. And the coach, Mike Kulbaugh, as I said, died instantly. There is a website.
Instantly.
There's a website called Breitbart.com, and they ran some audio of the game. And I was playing it this morning. I asked producer Angie if she thought it was a little too rough. She said she thought it might be. There isn't, you don't hear him being hit. You just hear people announcing.
Well,
the game.
Let me say this. Let me say this before we hear this rough audio. Sad.
Yeah.
Yes. Went before his time at age 35.
Yeah. Wow.
But we all have to go. And chances are none of us are going to go this way. There's
right.
probably only a 40% chance you're going to be killed by foul ball, Teresa. Maybe less. Maybe the high 30s. Point is none of our deaths are going to be this instantaneous and this merciful.
Ah.
1 second, you're out on the field. You're doing what you love. Obviously, you're not focused on the batter. You're focused on the guy who's taking the lead off on first base.
Yeah.
1 second, in a split second, you go from, all right, Danny, let's go now. Okay, stepping off back to dead. Whereas we're going to have that thing where we're being ravaged by cancer.
Yes, believe me, I think about that one.
Oh, it's back and forth. It's that third meeting with the doctors, the specialists, the oncologist. He gives you that thing where you come in to find out how the chemo's been going, and he looks down and he says, I wish I had better news, and your wife crumbles and starts crying. I mean, this is what all our deaths are going to be. Or a terrorist has taken over the plane. You think you're going to Bermuda to go snorkeling. Right. It turns out a terrorist has taken over the plane. You get to circle around for 4 hours before you fly into a building. This is the way we're all going to go. He, pow! 1 second, he's cheering his team on. Next minute, he's up there with the Bambino in the sky in a fungo bat.
Thank you, Mr. Brightside.
Wow. Taking BP with Bambino.
The big guy.
Get one. Hey, Bambino! And guys whose name I don't know from the Negro Leagues. Let's go.
Jackie Robinson.
Turn two.
He was in the
That's right.
Round the horn.
Round the horn. Go. Yeah, Bell. What's his name?
Cool Papa Bell.
Shoeless Joe. Let's go.
All right. So now that you've cheered us all up about his untimely death, let's take a listen to as it happened.
It's a 3-1 coming, and Edwards delivers, and Sanchez ropes it foul off his first
hit him
base
in the head.
Coach.
Hit him in the head.
Oh, my goodness. That
oh,
hit
that
Mike Kulbaugh in his head.
Oh, that hurt.
On
oh,
his
man.
Forehead, and he has been knocked
oh,
out.
Has he? Oh, everybody's saying, come on, Khalil.
Mike Kulbaugh is on his back.
The lady must be a nurse out there. I certainly hope so.
It's sad because you know the guy died.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not that weird.
Just knowing he died, it's difficult. Yeah. Here is the player who was covering second base at this time, second baseman for the Tulsa Drillers, as he watched Coach Mike Kulbaugh get hit by a line drive.
One of their lefties hit a missile foul ball, and it hit the first base coach on his side of the left side of his head, and straight knocked him off his feet, and that was the hardest foul ball. I mean, if that didn't hit him, it was bound to get somebody. It was hit so hard, and when it hit him, I turned away, because every time a foul ball goes in the stands, I turn away, because most of us do, because you don't want to see it. And that one, it was just too hard to see. It was because it was so close, and it knocked him straight on his back, and he didn't move one bit.
So how do you feel if you're the batter?
Is that another baseball player talking?
Second baseman.
You'd think maybe we wouldn't be having this discussion if that puss didn't turn us back.
Okay, if he's at second and it's going that fast.
Tell Danny to move on.
What's he going
to
do?
You think all ball players are supposed to keep their eye on the ball, not turn their back?
How fast is a ball going?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
That ball was foul.
Yeah.
This guy played second base.
Yeah,
right?
And it hit the first base coach.
Right, so how would he have...
I don't know that he would have done anything to save him. I'm just saying by instinct, don't professional baseball players keep their eye on the ball?
Why?
When he said, I saw it coming, I turned my back.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like an odd...
He should have thrown his mitt and intercepted the ball. I agree. It was a scant 60 feet away.
John, call back. You're right.
From the ball.
Seattle dude, you could be more correct.
Yeah. Sad, but these guys should be wearing batting helmets, and they should have a screen up in front of the lower decks as well, because the guys are now, baseball players used to be named peewee. They were little guys. They were scrappy little guys, guys like Yogi Berra and stuff like that. These guys now, baseball players, are 6'4", 230, they're ripped, and the ball is coming off the bat at 200 miles an hour.
Is that what it is?
People, it's probably not that fast, but it's fast enough to kill a guy a full 60, 70 feet away from where the guy hit it. Yeah. Now, they're fans and a ball girl and a whoever. I like that title, ball girl. Have one of them around. If it wasn't him, there's a bunch of other people 30 feet behind him or 20 feet over from him. They're going to get it too. I think people are going to start. I think they're going to say these guys need to wear helmets now.
I'm surprised they don't. You know, considering how fast people are throwing now and that the players are bigger, especially the hitters. But weren't hitters always, wasn't the Babe a big guy?
Babe was a fat guy.
Babe was a big fat guy.
And these guys are now big world-class athletes. They used to be smoker, racist, alcoholics.
Right.
It was the glory days.
Those were the halcyon days. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of big guys, Drew Carey. Now, he was one of the people in the running to be the new host of The Price is Right, along with John O'Hurley, George Hamilton, Todd Newton, Rosie O'Donnell, Mark Steinis. He went on Letterman last night and said this.
They approached me right after I did the pilot for Power 10, and they called me. I said no. Then they called me a month later. They said, what if we really go? They called my agent. What if we really go after Drew? This is like a month later after I did the pilot for Power 10. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, you know, maybe this kind of money. And I go, what kind of schedule? He goes, I don't know. So I met with them and stuff. And we've been negotiating ever since. I couldn't say anything. But 15 minutes ago, they called me. It's a done deal. I'm the new host of The Price is Right.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
I feel bad for him because I'm looking at his picture in USA Today, and Drew Carey is a heavy guy. He looks 100 pounds heavier, according to the picture. And we've all had that where there's millions of pictures of you floating around out there, and somebody has to grab it to say, Corolla takes over for Stern or whatever.
Right.
And they grab horrible pictures. Like, Drew Carey, sort of cute, kind of chubby. I wouldn't call him morbidly obese. But a big dude could definitely stand to lose a few. But if you look at the picture in the front of USA Today, it doesn't look like Drew Carey. It looks like a guy who is Drew Carey's super fat brother who works at a donut factory. And you don't, as a matter of fact, you're doing a crappy job journalistically, because when I look at just the picture, if you held your hand in front of the Drew Carey caption underneath it and someone said, quick, Adam, who's that guy? I'd go, I don't know, some Republican senator or something I've never heard of. No, it's Drew Carey. So you don't even get a picture of Drew Carey that makes him look so fat that he doesn't even look like Drew Carey. And that's the picture we go with. Isn't there anybody like, don't you feel like if you were at the newspaper, you'd go, well, this isn't an attack on Drew Carey. This is good news for Drew Carey. This is a horrible picture of Drew Carey. Why don't we just go on the internet and get a little better one?
Maybe they think he'll always know the price of any food item.
That's it.
That's a good point. Congratulations to Drew Carey. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Tomorrow's news today. Teresa Strasser.
Well, Lynn and Alex,
Yay. You
know them from The Great Race. They are the great gays. The world's gayest couple. Lynn and Alex, celebrity gossip queens.
He's gay!
Sure they'll have a little Lohan update for us. We'll talk to them about what's going on in Hollywood next.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. It's time for a little celebrity gossip.
Yay.
With Lynn and Alex.
Oh, my God.
America's favorite gay couple.
Whoa.
I'm getting all
tingly.
Visit laragmag.com.
In a gay relationship, we both think that we're the man. Like, I think I am the man.
Being a bossy bottom is just not glamorous.
Lynn and Alex are on the Adam Carolla Show.
Bossy bottom was my handle when I used to do long-haul trucking.
Yeah.
I am not a bossy bottom, okay?
10-4
We got some Smokies, Bossy Bottom.
Do ignorant straight people always ask you who's the bottom? And who's
yes.
The
they do. So I love that intro, though. That's hilarious.
Yes. You know, by the way, we don't have to be ignorant. We have to be curious.
Yes, yes. Curiosity, has, you know, it's good for the cat, right?
Doesn't it alternate, though, generally?
Yes, yeah. It's called versatility.
Right. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I don't go up to straight people and say, oh, who's on top and who's
right.
on bottom?
That's why it's ignorant.
It's a little bit more clear.
But here's the whole thing. Gay curious is not a good handle either right. for yourself. No. I've explained many times to the shock and dismay of the people in the party. I'm just gay curious. I'm gay curious.
Yeah, there's also something called gasted, which is not to be confused with wasted.
Right.
Yeah.
It's where you What's the difference?
It's where you get so drunk, like if you're a girl and you get really drunk. You get really drunk in college and then you make out with your girl roommates. That's gasted.
Yeah. Yes. Close cousin to spunk drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Lynn and Alex here,
He's
the world's
gay.
Happiest, gayest gay couple.
Oh, girl.
From The Amazing Race. That's where I fell in love with these two. Finished in the top five.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Now, you guys won out and you hit the red carpet over at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes sir.
Thanks to you, Adam. We just drop your name around town and we get in everywhere. I'm serious.
So when you're associated with those two gay guys around town, you say you know us.
You know, yeah, so it was really hard for gay guys to get into the Playboy Mansion, but we dropped Adam's name and we got to cover the red carpet for their first annual luau, which was hosted by Denise Richards and... you know, sponsored by her energy drink, which was really funny because we started.
It was awesome.
Celebrities never know why they're even there.
Oh, they had no idea. They had no idea it was a charity event. We were like, "So, what brought you here tonight?" Well, I want to party and I want to drink beers.
Normally, you get town cars and answer. yes, I know, but that's the whole thing about celebrities. They're not smart and. Here's what happens, quite honestly, with celebrities.
Okay.
Most people aren't smart. But if most people had to give an oral report on Monday morning, they would study over the weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Celebrities aren't smart, and they don't study.
They do not study.
So they would stand up in front of the class Monday morning looking great in a gown or an Armani suit saying, what am I doing here? And when the teacher said, well, you're supposed to talk about the Civil War, they'd go, well, why should I have to talk about the Civil War? My publicist didn't tell me I need to talk about the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would walk to the next class and get laid. That's what celebrities do. So they don't do a lot of boning up.
You're 100% right. Like, we'd ask them, have you tasted her? The energy drink, and they had no idea what we were talking about.
Denise was not able to answer any question outside of why she was there and what this event was about.
She's the one that's married to the exiled billionaire. Is that her?
No, that's Charlie Sheen's ex. She's Charlie Sheen's ex.
Okay.
Yes, ask, who should we ask about that? Pamela?
Do you want to hear the Adrian Curry one first?
Let's hear the Adrian Curry. Adrian was awesome. She was crazy and wild. Let's catch her that
we
one.
We partied late in the night with her at the Playboy Mansion.
You look gorgeous. So what's your favorite reality show currently on television?
Yeah. Oh, me. I don't know. Intervention, just because I'm like, damn. And I feel much better about myself.
Intervention's fun to watch. But what about Tyra? You look at America's Next Top Model and laugh because all the girls are such losers.
Well, I look at Top Model and laugh every season. I mean, I shouldn't have even won. It's not about modeling. It's about making money. And for some strange reason, I've been able to stick around.
The other girls who win are nobodies. And you are somebody. How did you make that happen?
I think talking a lot of shit and not giving a fuck is what helped.
And God, you're turning me on.
Was she smoking doobie when she was talking to you guys?
No, but let's just say we went and saw the monkeys with her later.
Yes. Last time I was at the Playboy Mansion, Adrian Curry wanted to know if I want to go see the monkeys.
Monkeys were smoking some.
Eight guys, what kind of contact time must those monkeys have?
They were loaded.
I was locked in a prison cell with her for 48 hours.
Oh, you did really? That? You did that TV show?
Ooh. Where she had, like, where they were supposed to be haunted, and she, like, was really into that and was scared to death. And she said, can you hear what they're saying? I said, yes. It's an all-man prison. They haven't seen sex in 150 years. Mm-hmm. If you have sex with me right now, that will appease the spirits. Bitch didn't go for it.
Seems like a good line.
Lungs were haunted with cannabis.
Right, but she was hilarious and fun.
So awesome.
We had the best time with her. We also talked to Kim Kardashian about celebrity boobs because we nominated our 10 favorite celebrity boobs and our worst celebrity boobs on our website.
Now, does she have fake boobs, Kim Kardashian?
It's unclear.
Big boobs.
I haven't felt them as of yet.
Yeah, I,
couple months.
I tried to feel him, but we really talked about her butt. Let's get to that one.
Yeah. All right.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God.
We love her.
Ooh, yeah, we did this thing where we were like, nominating who had the best celebrity boobs. Who has the best celebrity boobs to you? For me, it was Cameron Diaz.
Interesting choice.
Really? I would say Jessica Simpson, but I'm a more like natural kind of. They're saggy, but then when you have a great bra pushing them up, like I do right now, they look like kind of fake, you know?
Yeah.
But that kind of vibe. But then when you take the bra off, it's like, honey, you need help.
Well, I guess she's not. She doesn't have fake boobs.
Well, that's what she said. What's going on? Now, she's the daughter of Kardashian. Is it OJ?
Yes.
OJ. Now, he died recently.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe. She was supposed to have had a bootleg sex video.
Oh, yeah. It came out with Ray J.
Who was also at the Playboy Mansion that night.
Yes. Ray J is Brandy's brother.
They did not show up together.
Now, how come this video, people were buzzing about it 4 months ago, and then it came out, but then nobody cared or nobody talked about it.
It's a really raunchy video.
I saw that.
You can see some of the stills on our website.
Yes.
You can see some of the stills on our website. Also, we have a link to a few clips. Just search it on laragmag.com. But I felt like it got out too much on the internet. I saw it. I saw Ray J's, you know, his pee-pee.
Right.
Oh. I saw her boo-boos.
Boo-boos and pee-pees. Those are the Latin names, people.
So what was the big deal? Just the golden shower part?
Yes, the big deal was the golden shower part, which they cut out of the video.
Ray J.
No, you can't say that.
I knew it.
I saw a red light flash.
Okay, let's be subtle. Ray J relieves himself.
Yes.
Right. He relieved himself. They cut it out. And he was at the party later at the Playboy Mansion. Again, pictures on our website. All drunk with spills all over himself.
Dancing with the hoochiest white girls I've ever seen.
Wait a second. Hold on. Now, Kardashian, the deceased father. Are they of Jewish descent?
No. That's an Armenian name.
Oh, yes. They are Armenian.
But you can't be Armenian Jew. Can you not?
Not that I know. Maybe there are a few, but it's unusual.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
You can be a born again or save or a Jesus for Jews.
And anybody can convert, but there aren't a lot of Armenian Jews. I've never met one.
Also, Kim Kardashian.
Trying to distance myself from the relief of.
Which is another thing that cut out of the video. No S. They literally yell.
Kim Kardashian has a new. She has her own reality show on E coming out about her and her two sisters, and you can look for her to become a big celebrity.
I always ask.
Who wants to get?
She's a girl.
I always ask this. Yeah.
Urinal cake.
It makes me feel a lot better about, you know, because I smoke and sometimes I'll kiss a girl and she'll go, God, you taste like an ashtray. But now I can kiss Kardashian and go, ha.
You taste like a toilet.
Can I ask this? You guys know more. I'm always perplexed by this. If I'm Kardashian, if I'm Kim Kardashian, I don't want this tape to come out.
Right.
Well, you want it to
How does it come out when I don't want it to come out? And then am I suing or are people so effed up in the society that infamy is now the same as being famous? And whether you're famous for coming up with the cure to polio or getting whizzed on by a wannabe rapper.
Very exciting.
It's the exact same thing. People just are talking about me.
Yeah, to be talked about is to be talked about. I mean, we've got, you know, Lindsay going to jail again, which is equivalent to like winning an Oscar as far as publicity and press. I mean, Paris is doing nothing but getting arrested and getting in trouble. Those are equivalent to, you know, each movie that she's releasing. You know, it's just kind of how it works. Sad statement, but I think she does want it to come out just a little bit. You know, it's huge for her. It got her own reality show. I mean, what has she done, people?
Let's put it this way. If you, Adam, had a sex tape that leaked on the internet, you would probably get, you know, tens of thousands of more listeners.
Hold on, is there any chance? Have you ever recorded yourself having sex?
Never.
Come on now.
I have never.
No, we're talking to Adam.
Oh.
No, well, I've done it for, you know, as a tutorial. Guys will film their golf swing, for instance.
Right.
They'll want to know.
For your own use to see if you can improve your...
Well, anybody who's involved with high-end sports and super competitive sports knows that you take a film of your golf swing,
right.
You take a film of your form, whether it's shooting a free throw or whatever it is you're doing, and then you sit down with some people that know what they're doing, and you break it down.
Right. So you and Jimmy sit down and watch your videos.
Sit down and make a video.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And then, you know, we go over it like game film.
Can I see the video?
Yes. And yes, and the guy will say, now you see, Jimmy, now Adam, that reach around was a three at best. Yeah.
A little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, your heart evidently wasn't in it. I explained that I'd overhydrated and right. that I wasn't right. feeling well and so I had raging. A little electrolyte problem. But we went over it and Jimmy has the tape. It's out. Yeah. It's out on YouTube.
Oh, cool. Lynn and Alex, you haven't filmed.
I'm kind of a prude. Like, I would never film myself having sex because I would never want it to get out.
If I had a porn tape, it would leak. I mean, I don't mean it would get out to the public. It would just be so filthy it would actually leak.
You have to use tongs to handle it.
So if you want to see what gay guys think are our top celebrity boobs, number 3 was Paris Hilton, number 2 was Madonna, and number 1 was Cameron Diaz, and they had to have a nude picture online.
Yes, so we're talking nipples, people. Nipples.
You can go to our website and see our celebrity boobs.
Now, guess who got our worst boob?
Who?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know who took a little heat for bad boobs, and I think it was the dress she wore to the Oscars, was Gwyneth Paltrow. Remember that?
No, she has bad boobs. She has banana boobs.
She does?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the dress.
Nope. I thought she had, like, pancake boobs.
Banana pancake boobs.
She had a kid or two, right?
Yes.
Since, but I think this might have
since.
Been.
Oh, since. This was pre-kid.
No, just those
pre.
Were bad boobs.
Mm. All right, well, do we have a Denise Richards? Oh.
Genius.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear the clip and then I'll go.
We wanted to talk a little bit about your new movie coming out, Blonde and Blonder. It's going to be hilarious.
Thank you.
You know who'll love it? The gays. They will love that show.
Well, I imagine you like Drop Dead Gorgeous, too.
Of course. That was the best movie.
Thank
you. Played the cheerleader. It was Beauty Queens.
We were Beauty Queens, but we did a lot of...
I love it. And, of course, you know Adam Carolla is a huge fan of yours, and all of our listeners love you and fantasize about you.
And you're here supporting charity. What do you think Adam's doing tonight?
Getting his nails done.
God, she's a smart one. So clever and witty.
Does she have a team of writers?
Well, when you look like that, you better be fast on your feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was.
When you look like that, you better be fast off your feet.
She's had to cultivate a lot of wit.
She was afraid of us.
She was very afraid. Lots of the celebrities were afraid of us. Even Ian Ziering was afraid of us.
God, girl, lighten up.
I think they're so used to they're expecting to answer the same question over and over, and we try and throw in some curveballs.
Yes, and I think he was expecting us to know his name, too, and that was hard.
That is hard.
Ian. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You want to go with Pat O'Brien or Larry King. You want to see a guy with orange hair coming at you with a microphone.
God.
You want to see the Grim Reaper with a microphone. You want a couple of young, spry gay guys with a six or Zima in them who just don't care.
Zima and maraschino cherry juice, thank you. Zima's just too strong straight.
Denise Richards looked awesome. She was there for a great cause.
You could see the side of her boobs through her shirt.
But she was ready to answer, just the question she came to answer. And so after that, she kind of
pulled
away.
Were you tempted to
away.
Ask her about her breakup with Richie Sambora?
I was going to ask her for divorce advice, like for Danny.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's very strict. The publicists are hardcore.
The publicists all look at you with daggers in their eyes.
So you have to save your really raunchy questions for the last celebrity.
But the publicists are, gay turncoats.
They're turn condoms.
They're Benedict Arnolds, is what they are.
Because capos.
They're gays, too, but they're keeping the gays away from their clients. It's gay on gay crime. It's pink on pink crime.
It's scandalous.
It's like reverse discrimination.
Don't you guys have a secret handshake or something? I mean, I've seen the pictures. But
it's a little butt tap.
Yeah, Harvard has skull and bones.
It's a finger in the butt.
They test your gag reflex. If you pass, you're in.
But thanks to the show, we get on all these red carpets. We get to interview all these great people. And
but more importantly, we actually get to go into the party.
Oh, my God. And the Playboy Mansion was amazing.
Well, yes, they seem to know you very well there.
I even had girls hit
thank
on
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
We have one more little controversial thing to talk about before we go to break, and then we'll get to Janice Dickinson and how that worked out. But I'm reading here that Lindsay Lohan made a bet, according to you guys.
God, yes. She's such a good Christian girl.
This is pre-arrest for coke and DUI this morning. She made a bet with her friends with $25,000 that she could bang David Beckham.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is also reported.
She slept with half of Hollywood anyways.
Right.
Keep it real.
So she's
that true? Lindsay's gets around?
Hell yeah, let's do the list. It's not even a secret.
Colin Farrell, Jared Leto, Calum Best. The list goes on and on and on and on.
She's not even kidding about... Hey!
Coke.
She wants Coke and booze and,
well, and lots of anonymous sex.
God, now, he stepped out on his wife a time or two.
Yes, yeah,
he
has. Remember the text message? Mm-hmm.
And with the nanny. The nanny. Yes. They always sleep with the nanny. Like, how hot can a nanny be?
Who else are you going to meet?
Well, you are a stupid ass wife if you had a hot nanny in your house.
Yeah, that is stupid.
I mean, you're also, like, unless you're incredibly cool and doing it on purpose.
They should hire a super nanny, like Joe, you know, she's fat. Yeah.
Well, they should just arrange to have a guest star, you know?
She could be hot. She could be like a dominatrix. But yeah, so Lindsay had the bet. Of course, she had to use that $25,000 to now get out of jail.
For the exact bail amount.
We have a hot nanny, but my wife did a very interesting thing, which she...
She had her
controversial. No, she infected her with syphilis.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
I walked in, and there was a hot blonde chick just off a Swedish Air flight, and I said, oh, my goodness. And she held a syringe up, and she said, Adam, I want you to know what's in this. It's a live bacteria. And she fired it right in the chick's neck.
Wow, that's sexy.
And that was that. Yeah, so it's just oral from now on.
Wow. My question would be, how hot? You know, roll those dice.
You know who you should hire to watch your kids? Gay guys.
Yes.
They're good with kids. They won't sleep with your husband.
They'll try to get you gayed.
Sure. It'll be great, though, in 19 years when my son comes to me and goes, I've dropped out of college. And I would, I need $20,000. Why? I'd like to open a cabaret. And I said, where's this coming from? I understand where this comes from.
Liza with a Z.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break. We have... Janice Dickinson coming up. Lynn and Alex coming in, staying in, dishing the dirt next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Love it.
Let's check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam, I want to be your phone screener. I'm sorry. I already said the F word. I think that probably means I don't get it.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, Melissa, the hot phone screener.
She is hot.
Has been waiting in the green room for some time.
Gorgeous.
So we're going to check her out.
Gorgeous girl.
Yes, yes. Normally they disappoint. Lynn and Alex in studio, laragmag.com. They're truly doing the Lord's work.
He's gay.
Hallelujah.
I am, and I'm only reporting the hard news.
Yes.
The Janice Dickinson. Someone we enjoy very much because she's a wide open book. She's slept with every celebrity in town and she hates her parents.
Good times.
I love people that hate their parents.
Is that Adam talking about me again?
Yes.
Why would you say that I slept with everybody in town, which is not true?
You slept with me, you dirty whore.
Well, you know what you're trying to figure?
Danny.
I'm going to name call. I'm hanging up. I won't even plug my agency. Let's start over.
Oh,
Janice.
Shut up, Dickinson. It's Bonaducci here. Don't give me a lot of your crap.
All right, then Bonaducci, you know what? You better bite your tongue,
Junior. I'll bite your tongue, and you know I will.
Person that is the one person except for Adam that really recognizes your true talent, so zip it.
That's I love right. him too.
That's
Janice.
The first time you've ever told me to zip it.
We were debating yesterday if you had been with John Lovitz, who's been
all right, Janice, they keep bleeping us out when you're talking about
the idea
him.
Of Janice Dickinson.
I can't stand that guy.
Holding being the president of a club that says Janice Dickinson, I hate dick. I just don't believe it for a second.
You know what, Danny? Listen to me. First of all, has anyone ever had a good run-in with Andy Dick?
No.
Decent point. The guy is
he's the Antichrist. And he came, word has it, you know, John was best friends with Phil Hartman.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Lovitz does a tremendous show every Wednesday over at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock. You have to catch it, Adam. You would love, I mean, just takes everybody and puts them where they belong.
All right.
One of the funniest guys next to you alive. And
not kidding.
And Dick comes in and has the unmitigated gall to, you know, just to go off on that he said something along the lines that you're going to have the Phil Hartman curse.
Yeah.
Andy Dick is the guy that gave Phil Hartman's wife the blow that shot Phil Hartman.
Well, according to lore and according to, I can't remember what comedian we talked to about it in studio last week, the deal was is Bryn Hartman had some sobriety. Andy
just
Patton Oswalt mentioned this. Andy Dick went to a party at the Hartman house, busted out a little tootski, got her back going with it, and then she shot Phil and herself.
There you have have it. The men like Dick really should be behind bars. I mean, like, you know.
Well, as I pointed out,
punished.
I talked to Andy Dick and the other guy from News Radio who Dick went with to Vegas who killed himself that weekend.
Ugh.
So maybe there's an Andy Dick curse.
I'm not hanging out with
Phil
Andy.
Hartman curse.
Anyone that sees Andy Dick, just ban Andy Dick from television, radio. Ban Andy Dick. I mean, well, wait till I get my little hands on it.
Janice, while you're on a roll, because I'm probably the only one in the room that's as huge a Next Top Model fan as I am, would you, if we were alone together and this weren't being broadcast, what would you have to say about Twiggy?
Oh, she's all right. It's everyone else on that show that I hate.
Tyra, what's the deal with Tyra?
Well,
you know what? She's gone on. You know, her butt has spread, and she's spreading her wings.
Her butt has spread?
I heard, Janice, that everyone on the set has to call her Precious. Is that true?
Ugh.
Is that true?
You know what? You want me to go off on Banks? I'm not going to do it. You know, she gave me the opportunity to have my own show.
Well, Tyra Banks is an out of control narcissist, though. Raging narcissist. Yes.
We love that you can land a helicopter on her forehead. First of all, she is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
We love that, you know, love when she stand up in front of the models. I mean, I used to sit here and, I mean, they cut me out. I would egg her on. They cut all the great bits out. I would just used to sit there and go, Tyra, you never did Vogue. I did Vogue. You never did Vogue.
That's right. She didn't, and you did. Right? But why did you leave? Was it because you were edging into her spotlight and she got rid of you?
Nothing about that. I'm smarter than she is.
It's a fanny party.
You know, I gotta tell you that a lot of people don't know that is true. I mean, if you think that when we first started talking, I was giving her a hard time. This is one of my best friends in the whole world.
Love it.
So he's been in my house a bunch of times.
First of all, Danny, I mean, he was so loyal to his wife.
I know.
Women used to throw themselves. Every woman on earth used to throw, except me, because I'm a friend of Gretchen's, and he's a great dad. I mean, Danny Bonaducci had the hottest reality show on television.
Yes.
Don't understand why they took it off.
Oh, because I was really getting tired of shooting drugs.
And he actually has another reality show. Now, about your reality show, you're having a casting call this Saturday.
Segway.
Yes, I love her show on Oxygen.
Adam, I think you should come and be a male model and stand in the room so that I could say, Adam, drop trow so you can get $250,000 underwear campaign.
Bring the razor.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm in modeling shape anymore. Those years may be behind
me. Well, what are the dimensions of a male model, height and weight?
Well, no muff.
You're asking the wrong person.
You're at a modeling agency. What? Who's the right person?
All the gay men that work with me surround me.
This Saturday.
I love what you had about the gay presidents, too, about not being a gay president. I say there should be a gay president.
I'd like there to be a gay president as well.
Gay people, don't we, Adam?
Look, here's all I have to say about the gay people. Get on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes.
Head east toward Western. See what Santa Monica Boulevard looks like, minus the gays. Graffiti all over the place, trash all over the place, gum all over the sidewalk. All the buildings are dilapidated. Looks like hell. Then sit on the same piece of highway, head west 6 blocks, go to Santa Monica and La Cienega, and it's paved. It's the yellow brick road over there.
Yeah.
So if you just took aliens from another planet and they said, here's where the gays live and here's where the non-gays live, same stretch of highway, 2 miles apart, they would say, these gays must be superior beings. And then I would say, here's a picture of what they do to each other, and then the guy would vomit.
Then you'd point out Vaseline Alley and the guy would vomit.
Can I ask Janice, not to be indelicate, but you're very experienced. Have you ever been with two men?
Of course.
My fat
dad. John Lovitz, just kidding. Corolla and
Bonaducci.
Now there's an act you can't beat.
There's a tag team. Literally a tag team. Danny smells of tag.
Straight guy.
Yourself lately. You want to come in and audition?
Who? What?
Danny.
Danny. What's up?
He's certainly in the shape.
Danny's in big shape. How about that episode when he had the, like, those porn stars? He was training porn stars. How hot was that?
I did.
I so, love that,
wait,
too.
What do you want me to come audition for?
I think you should come and audition as, like, the hottest redhead.
As, like, an underwear model, though?
Yeah, just stand there looking.
Oh, no, I want to do it.
Come this Saturday.
No, I absolutely want
to
do it.
Janice, let me warn you, it's going to take a lot to get Danny out of a shirt. Sometimes you have to say, Danny, take your, and before the shirt comes off.
Hollywood and Highland is the casting call, 9 a.m.
Janice Dickinson, yes, that is Saturday, Hollywood and Highland at, what time, by the way?
9 a.m.
9
a.m., sorry.
9 o'clock.
Yes, here, let me clean this up for you guys. It's at Hollywood and Highland this Saturday, July 28th. The open casting call starts at 9. Get there. Bring your pictures. There's usually a line around the block. And if you are hot, you will be pulled out of the line to see Janice, especially.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. It really is a working agency. I mean, I've got an eye, and I'm not so much as, like, what others see, but I see, I can find that one person out of a crowd, and I can make that person, I'm like, star maker. I've just been doing it so long. It's like both of you guys. You could pick a good radio guy.
Sure.
You just know.
Both of us
can.
Yeah. hey, Janice, no doubt you're a star maker. And if you want to be a star, Hollywood and Highland this Saturday. Hey, thanks. Hey, Janice, and come in and see us in person, please.
Listen, the reason why I'm on the phone is because I'm afraid of you, Adam. The last time I was in there, you just went to town.
I heard it's because you had a facial peel. That's what Lynn and Alex said.
Stick to the niceties. Next time I'll come in.
Oh, we weren't supposed to say you guys said
Janice,
that?
Janice, are you having work done?
They said you're having major work done. That's not why you're not here.
Punch that chick.
Literally.
He's got a very masculine voice.
How's that about the work that I'd like to do to you for asking that question after the radio?
That's what they told me.
Who said that?
All right, sorry.
What the heck are you having done?
All right,
why are you angry at me,
Janice? Janice lashing out at T.
I know she hates other women.
All right, everybody.
I love Janice. That's all I know.
This Saturday, Hollywood and Highland, 9 a.m., bring a headshot. Lynn and Alex, sorry for outing you guys.
I'm having a heart attack, and...
Yeah.
LA
Rag Mag.
That
she has work done. If you have eyeballs, you know it.
Yes. Oh.
Chemical peels.
Woman just yelled at me.
We will take ourselves a break.
Better than the facelift scar chance tickets is getting right now.
Getting feisty in here.
Sergiloid.
Okay, let's take a break.
She's having a baby trim.
Just kidding. I met the woman when she came in here.
Cool
she was very
your
nice.
Jets. We'll take ourselves a
no
break.
No wonder everybody hates you.
I can see why.
It's just most people. It's not everyone.
I'm sorry.
Melissa, super hot phone screener. Mm-hmm. And again, most of the people talk a pretty good story, and then they come in person. Right. And even if they are the dimensions they spoke of over the phone, it still doesn't add up in real life.
The truth.
This one works. Yeah. We'll bring her in. We'll audition her next.
Woo!
Fans, I like that. What do you look like?
I have blue eyes.
Big boobs?
Yeah, I have F.
And not too proud to perform lots of oral?
Only for you.
All right.
The search for our new phone screener continues on the Adam Carolla Show.
Melissa in. Melissa, we spoke to. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hold that mic up to that.
I don't think it's that.
It's not her. It's not on. I think it's on now.
Oh, okay.
Try us again. There you go.
Okay.
Melissa, very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Thanks.
I looked at her and I scanned through my little computer in my head and I came up with Meg Tilly. Do you get Meg Tilly a lot?
You think so?
15 years ago.
She's hot.
Do you get a lot of that?
No, I don't.
Have you ever gotten that?
No, never.
All right, now,
do you know who Meg Tilly is?
Brian, show Teresa and Danny walk around. Look at the picture of Meg Tilly that Bald Brian pulled up.
Now, I see the resemblance immediately. Is the picture so shockingly similar? That
well, I want you just to look at the picture. We'll put it on adamcarolla.com. But when you look at the picture, go, it's her. Now, how does it work come around and look at this picture of Meg Tilly.
By the way, if you don't know Meg Tilly, she was in The Big Chill.
She's been in a bunch of movies. Yeah, Jennifer Tilly is her. But now here's a part of life that makes me want to kill myself or declare myself king or declare myself king and then kill myself.
Right.
God, why aren't you and I just wearing the same hat?
We could carry the same scepter if I declare myself king.
Then I'll kill myself.
I meet Jennifer, I should say Melissa. I'm thinking of Meg's sister, although you could be an official Tilly. Who knows? I meet Melissa and I go, wow, I just spot her from 10 feet away. And I go, oh, my God, she looks exactly like Meg Tilly.
Yeah.
And she does look exactly like a woman who's done a lot of movies. But no one has ever mentioned that
to
you.
No, nobody in my life.
Have you ever been in a movie?
No.
Do you want to be an actress or in show business?
Kind of. I'm bad at acting, but I eventually want to get into that.
It's so damn hot.
You don't have to be good at it.
And let's describe Melissa. Melissa is cute, unassuming, and has a very natural, beautiful looking body.
Aww,
yes?
Thanks.
Would you say? What? Let's see. Good. Solid C cup.
Solid natural C.
Mm-hmm.
And, pretty good guess.
Wow.
Awesome guess.
Slender.
Guess. They're right there. Right guess. If you were in the other room, it would be a guess.
Right. Does implied nudity, now how does that work?
You just don't show the girls or anything else off. You can, like, be totally naked as long as you're covering up.
This is a field of modeling. We should say implied nudity modeling.
It's an art.
And for those of you that have read a book or two, right now I'm doing inferred nudity, which is completely different.
Implied nudity, like, what would I use you for if I was needed an implied nudity model? I know that, but if I was a photographer, an ad agency.
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
Mm-hmm. You can use a bubble bath.
And what's the market for this?
You know, sex sells.
Yeah, like, I know. But I mean, am I advertising bubble bath or are you just in a magazine
you
in a bubble bath?
Advertising bubble bath. It depends. But either
I'd
way,
cut
it depends
off three
on
of my
how
fingers
you
to be Mr. Bubble right now.
And you're I would settle for Mrs. Bubble. They're rarely spoken of, Mrs. Bubble.
Mrs. Well, Pac-Man had a better...
Melissa, that's right, publicist. Why do you want to be the phone screener here?
Well, I think it would be an awesome opportunity for me. Fun environment, great people, and I would love it.
And you also used to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Now, were you registered and everything?
Well, I'm an LVN. So, it's just working at the doctor's office. I had to choose between the hospital or doctor's office. I chose the doctor's office and did not like it at all.
Yeah. You know what I say about that LVN? BFD, baby. I got a WOD in my BBDs. Yeah, she looks like Meg Tilly. Who's Meg Tilly? Come on, you guys have seen the Big Chill. What the hell's going on around here? I feel like I'm making crazy films. I digress. Where was I? That's right. Sorry.
What is an LV? I know an RN, but what's the L for?
Love V naturally.
What does it stand for?
Is that just me?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't worry about it. I'll look it up.
Okay.
But you don't like, know? Like, hold on. Hold on. You don't know what your initials stand for?
Well, I never knew, really.
I
heard that on the SATs, if
licensed.
You write your name
is it
correctly,
licensed?
You get
it's licensed. Okay.
Like 500 points.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pass the test to be an LVN and not know what LVN stands for?
Well, you don't have to write.
Not that I still wouldn't sleep with you.
You never had to write what LVN stood for.
It's not on the test.
And also, plus, I froze
she's
right
nervous
now.
Nervous because this is very overwhelming.
Yeah,
yes, Melissa?
Exactly.
Yes.
I froze.
It's like, look, do you think the guys that play in the NBA know what it stands for? Come on.
They might know the B or the A.
I am this close to raping you.
Pretty sure about that myself.
I like
look,
Melissa.
Look, all you need to know, for those of you who are home listening, she gets hotter by the syllable, right?
Yeah.
She's a nurse that doesn't know what her title stands for.
Well, I think she just froze up.
And those are our consonants. And so she knows a lot of vowels, which is good enough for me.
And does implied nudity. So do you have a boyfriend, Melissa?
No, I don't.
Why not? Why wouldn't someone as cute as you have a boyfriend?
I don't have the time. I really don't. And I'm just trying to focus on my goals right now before anything.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Young. And where are you from?
Monrovia, Pasadena area.
Oh, so you're a local girl. And do you live at home?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you have brothers and sisters?
I don't live with my mom. I live alone.
At home? At your home?
Yeah, my home.
In that sense, we all live at home, don't we?
Right. So homeless
actually,
guys live at home because they're not living with their parents or their parents are there.
You
how's
could live
work
at a hotel.
Well, wait a minute. You live at the house you grew up in?
No. I live on my own.
At home? At home?
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Home is where the heart is, and where the heart-on is in my underpants.
Maybe quit talking. That's a strong point. But stand up and shake that moneymaker. Jade, stage four. All right, sorry.
Adam, I think what she meant to say was she lives alone.
Yeah, alone.
That was what alone. It came out
live
at
alone.
Home.
Teresa, who I love and adore. Right. Can I just say, in all honesty, if this beautiful young lady needs a translator, that's a problem.
No,
but you don't. I just feel what I think Teresa just wants to stick up for you.
They feel protective because she's young and it's overwhelming. Being.
Shut up, you drunken witch.
All right. So you're a little bit
that
nervous.
Was Janice Dickinson calling back. I'm warming up.
You live at home, but someone else owns the apartment you live in.
Yeah.
Alone.
Please don't confuse
me. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're very confusing.
All right. And so you're single.
Yeah.
You have your own place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Now
lady?
I'm confused.
Lady
no.
friend?
No, 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 no.
You live alone at home in an apartment with a roommate?
Yes.
Okay.
A guy roommate.
Oh, no.
He's straight.
He knows gender.
Dude.
He's a straight man.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Okay, he's gay.
Has he come on to you?
No.
Gay.
Gay. She doesn't know what LVN stands for, and she is one. How's she going to know if this guy's gay?
How old is the guy?
He's 25.
Oh, yeah. Let me.
He's gay!
Does he ever drink?
Not too much. Not
but he will on occasion?
On occasion, yeah. He's not a heavy drinker.
Because here's the thing. If you're a straight guy and you're 25 and you're single and this beautiful woman lives under the same roof as you do, there's no way that you don't come home after a night of boozing it up on any given Saturday and stumble into her room. You have to
absolutely
make a move. You
it's
have
so
to.
It's so damn hot.
Or let's say
am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
So he must.
I'm actually expecting it sooner or later. So
for him to make the move.
I'm expecting it because I'm not going to go make the move. And
oh, so you want to do it with this guy?
No, not really. I just want to see if he's actually going to make a move.
Just this curiosity.
Just a little tease. You know.
Well, so are you one of these women? And when I say one of them, I mean all of them, who wants to be hit on even if you're not attracted to the guy who's hitting on you.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice rack.
Mm-hmm.
What, in high school, were you the prom queen or cheerleader?
No, I wasn't. I was pretty much doing my own thing. And I don't know. I just never wanted to be any of
them. T, she told me she never went to high school. She just went to a place with thousands of kids, 9 through senior year, with counselors in a gymnasium.
Where they lent books.
So, Melissa, then, are you you ready to try out a little phone magic for us?
Sure.
Because we are going to do a little bit called What Can't Adam Complain About?
I'm a little concerned about her typing with the nails.
Oh,
she's
got to
type in the...
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to be our phone screener in the next segment.
You know, I'm a tad nervous about her getting the electronics with pierced nipples.
Oh, is that what you got under there?
Oh, I just looked.
It took me a second, but there they are.
She's not wearing a bra.
They're showing through the dress there.
She's got barbells, right?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Prince Albert.
That's a deduction, by the way.
That's a deduction.
Danny, want to show her a Prince Albert?
Oh, no.
She'd have to want to see it. You can't just take it out and show it to a girl. She has to ask.
Well, not from 6 feet away. To get in a little bit
closer. Melissa says she has no trouble typing with the nails.
Okay.
She should be fine.
Yeah. Teresa, all right. Away from my wiener.
I know.
Sorry.
Well, we're running late. So, Melissa, I'll tell you what. Okay. You go jump on that computer.
He doesn't mean that literally, and that guy's name is not computer.
That's
no matter what he tells you, his name is not computer, so
it's
don't
the box
jump on it.
With the pictures in it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want you to hop on that computer. I am going to put a call out to my minions for What Can Adam Complain About? 866-901-ADAM. Call up. Talk to Melissa, but not too long. I need something to complain about.
Right.
You give it to me. You don't think I can complain about? What did I complain about? Opposable thumbs.
Your Ferrari was late arriving.
My Ferrari started when the Ferrari I bought on eBay was 2 days late and ruined my weekend.
Dolphins?
Yep.
I complained about dolphins. Stump me. Try me. Talk to Melissa. 866-901-ADAM. What can Adam complain about next?
Back to the Adam Carolla Show, where it's time for a spirited round of What Can't Adam Complain About? You call in with a topic at 866-901-ADAM and find out how the Ace Man can complain about anything.
I bet you can't complain about Helen Keller.
Horrible lay. Totally unresponsive. I did a slow strip tease at the foot of the bed. Nothing. I didn't even go any further than that. That's enough.
What can't Adam complain about on the Adam Carolla Show?
Yes, indeed. Beautiful, exotic, not a ditzy-looking blonde, but exotic-looking beauty, Melissa. From Pasadena is manning the phones. We're giving her a little dry run answering the phones. She's doing What Can Adam Complain About?
It's so damn hot.
I'm not giving a drive.
866-901 Adam. I don't know if spelling's a prerequisite. It's nice to be able to spell and type if you're going to do the phone screening job because they have to write the person's name and where they're from and what they're calling about.
But can you get it from what she writes?
Oh, yeah. Like, I can tell by looking at the card she gave me that she's from Pasadena, P-A-S-A-D-I-N-A.
Right, that's phonetic.
Right.
Well, so far, there don't seem to be any calls.
She says nude model, N-U-E-D,
model. Oh, she's dyslexic, maybe.
And wasted with a W-A-I-S-T.
Well, our phone number is 1-866-901-ADAM. That's 1-866-901-ADAM. It's What Can't Adam Complain About? And our a new phone screener, Melissa, who I think is wonderful, and I don't know what all the hubbub is about.
Well, we share a love for not being able to spell.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you know, if we ever got together, if Melissa and I ever really got together, first off, I think we would have kids that couldn't spell their names into their 30s.
Right. That's really? Why you'd name them numbers.
I believe Tim is T-I-M, son. It's not T-Y, not T-triple-Y.
Call that kid four.
Yeah, we should never be able to mate because we would give birth to the world's worst spellers. Melissa is a worse speller than I am. But
Benjamin Franklin once said, "I pity the fool," quoting Mr. G, "that can only figure out one way to spell a word." Mm. So Ben couldn't spell it.
All right.
Yeah, spelling isn't an accurate measurement of intelligence.
Well,
just one kind
and Ben
of
had
smarts.
Syphilis.
All right. I know. Okay. I know where Nevada is. I can see it phonetically.
She's doing a really good job. She's put up a couple calls so far.
She's on fire, this
all
chick.
Right. And she's beautiful. So you ready to get started here?
Yeah.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right, let's start off, for Christ's sake, let's start complaining about these phone lines. Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
What can't I complain about?
Phone
connection?
He's dropped off, but I can read what it says. Do you want to complain about it? He wants you to complain about the first time you met your wife, Lynette.
First time I met my wife, Lynette. Well, I can't complain about the day I met my beautiful wife, Lynette. I can complain about not being able to go out into Lycus's street team van and bang the bejesus out of young Melissa, who's come over here to answer the phones because of my wife, Lynette. I mean, look, the whole reason, guys become celebrities for two reasons, actually three reasons, to have sex with strangers and then to have sex with strangers. Okay. And then thirdly, for money.
Right.
Very nice.
You've eliminated the top two. You hear that, sweetie Petey? And the woman is going insane photographing the kids. My kids are barely 1 year old, and we had a photographer over at our house doing photo shoots with them yesterday. And I was like, I don't understand. Our computer has 300,000 digital images of these kids.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I got the stuff from the doctor before they were born. I actually right. have photographs of my children before they came out. Then I had pictures the second they came out, and now I have 10 pictures of them a day. I will be able to make making a flip book with my kids, and you'll see them go from in utero to 110 years old. Just. But we have to pay a chick to come over with a digital camera and shoot off 700,000 more pictures. It's going to cost me, I'd say the over-under would be $1,500 on that,
oh, yeah.
maybe, by the time the ink dries in the photo album. So, good day, the day I met her. Bad day today, taking thousands of pictures of the kids. And I can't hop on beautiful young phone screener, Melissa. Thank you.
Speaking of Melissa.
This is what you woke me up for.
Wow. Whining the lottery.
Yeah, would you have a problem winning the lottery? I don't even have to look.
Winning the lottery. Let's see. Oh, I can't.
It's line nine. I just appreciate
lines.
The spelling.
The numbers are all screwed up on my phone lines. All right, sorry. All right, there we go. It's line eight on this stupid phone.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Momicle. I mean, John, with three N's. Oh, for the love of Christ. Let's see. Hold on a second here.
The name's in the wrong place.
Okay, all right.
The name's in the wrong place.
All right,
okay.
John, Gladys.
If you'd like to make a call, you can hang up and try
it. I say it's going well.
Melissa's working out.
All right, let's see. I'm just gonna make a fist and punch the phone line. Who is this?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. You were saying the wrong name. That's why I didn't respond.
All right.
What's
your name? I'm changing it to Dillweed, but go ahead.
Josh, I was saying, can you complain about Stan Lee, the Marvel comic creator?
Yes, I can complain about Stan Lee, that old coot. I'm tired of all these adults getting into comics. Comic books are for kids. Pornography is for adults. Here's the deal. You pussy shouldn't be reading in the first place. But if you have to read, all right, look at a comic book. And then you spring your first pube around 13, and you put down the Silver Surfer, and you pick up the Penthouse, and the rest is history. You understand? You adult males that are going to these conventions, Comic-Con, Danny Bonaducci coming up this Saturday, by the way, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You folks that get into arguments, you adult males. And by the way, I take my pot shots at all the races on this show. This is the domain of the white man.
Yeah.
This, you never see Mexican dudes in their 40s going, I don't know, man, the Silver Surfer on the Fantastic Four was a little weak. I was disappointed. As a matter of fact, if you read my blog this morning, you'd realize just how. Are you kidding me? The blacks, the Mexicans, the Asians, everyone else that has real troubles and real jobs looks at you people and laughs. That's what it is. You don't have real troubles or you don't have real jobs. Adult males arguing over Spider-Man, arguing over the Fantastic Four, arguing over Incredible Hulk and Silver Surfer. It's horrible, and I really feel like I'm taking crazy pills here because I don't understand it. It's a cartoon. They're homoerotic. Oh. I mean, every guy's wearing spandex and is built like a gymnast. And, you know, Spider-Man is shooting something out of himself. A white, creamy substance goes flying from his hands. He's wearing spandex, climbing on buildings, crouching down and jumping on other guys. They're caught in the web. Please, gay and more gay, I say, to you, Stan Lee. All right. All right. Yes, John, or Roey, or Rye, or Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, who is this?
Are you from Vagas?
Free beer, man. You can't complain about free beer.
Is this Roey from Vagas?
Oh, my God.
Or is this Der Michael from Palm Springs?
Is this Don Well
from Diverside?
No. Hey, I got lots of friends who like the Silver Surfer in Palm Springs there.
All right. I suggest you divorce yourself of them. Now, what's your question?
Okay, free beer. You can't complain about free beer.
Okay, let me explain why free ruins everything. Mm-hmm. You don't think it ruins everything until you start getting a bunch of free stuff and then you realize it means nothing. The guy who scrimps and saves and works his whole life to buy that Corvette, he's wanted that Corvette his whole life. How do you think that guy feels about that Corvette versus the kid whose rich stepdaddy gives him a Corvette? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't even know about it. I guarantee that kid is eating fast food and throwing junk in the passenger seat and it's covered with bird crap and he's letting his friends borrow it. Look at the rock stars. Look at the free junk they get. And just look at a gift certificate. That's free something. Okay, here's the deal. You go to a store, you spend money, you get excited, you buy your DVDs, your stereo equipment, your clothing, whatever it is, versus someone gives you a gift certificate. What happens? Throw it in the drawer, forget about it. That's what happens when it's free. You don't appreciate it, you don't use it, and then you switch to harder stuff and eventually start mainlining the horse. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Free sounds great, but I would say the greatest and cruelest joke you could play on any human being is just keep giving them free stuff. Whatever it is, whatever concert. Let's put it this way. You go to a concert, you camp out to buy those tickets. You camp out in line. You're at the whatever store. You're there the night before, camped out. You wait in line to get it. Versus the free tickets.
Right.
You know some guy in sales. He comes over and goes, hey, I got a couple of tickets to Bruce Springsteen or whoever. You get them and you're like, eh. You go, you show up a half hour late, and you leave 45 minutes early. That's what free does.
Since born in the USA, might as well go home.
Right.
Free.
All right. I'm. We cut our losses. Let me try John Long. Is this Long on line four and a half? Hello?
She got Sacramento, right?
Hello.
What's your problem? What can I complain about?
Well, I really don't have a complaint. I am the soldier that went to the bunny ranch.
Oh, right.
You're the soldier that went to the bunny ranch.
What can I complain about?
All right. Well, that's not going to make the best up. Melissa's flying through the phones as fast as she possibly can.
She did a decent job for her first time.
Sure. Lung from Diverton was a great call.
Yep, one of my favorites.
Her spelling was not her strong suit.
All right. But now we have... I don't know.
R-O-I?
R-O-I from Vargas.
You know, that's king in French.
That's Los Vargas to you. John from Sacramento is the guy who we sent to the bunny ranch.
Right.
He said, we said, we're going to send someone to the bunny ranch. He said, pick me because I'm going to Iraq.
Right.
He went to the bunny ranch. Then he went to Iraq. Then he got injured in Iraq.
I think he had a head injury, if I'm not mistaken.
And it was severe, and we haven't heard from him since. That's all I knew. John?
Yes.
All right. Now, is this story correct, the one I just said?
No, I'm actually the one that said you can't complain about winning the lottery.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Should we go to break and then talk to our Iraqi, wounded Iraqi?
Was that Roey? You see, to compound things, the phone, I have a screen in front of me. It has numbers on it, but the numbers don't line up with the numbers that are on the screen. So it's very confusing for me. So I'm going to try to go with line five here. Is that our Iraqi veteran? Roey? Roger?
Signing Raw is on one of the lines.
Hello.
Is this John?
No, this is Roy.
Oh, that's Roy. R-O-I. Oh, I see.
R-O-Y from Las Vegas.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well,
but if you extrapolate a line up, it'll be John.
Okay, so I'll go to line four, and we'll talk to Onigro. Ongroey? Hello? O-N-N-G-R-O-I?
And the show has reached a new low.
Wow.
Jeez. I'm leaving out.
I feel badly hanging up on John. He's wounded veteran.
Well, I want to hear what Ongroey has to say. Ongroey? Person from Las Vegas?
The one that was wounded in Iraq.
Okay.
All right.
Well, put me on the line, because that's...
Right, we are on the phone now.
You're on the air now.
Can you hear us?
Uh-oh.
All right, hang on a second.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What was that?
Whew. Once again, proving that hot chicks' job is being hot. Do you know what I mean? That's what they're best at.
And it's good enough for some of us.
All right, Melissa, nice.
I would let her be my surgeon.
I know. Hold on. She's going to be performing LASIK surgery on Bonaducci later on this morning. Ron?
Yes, Ron. Yes.
Okay. Now, Ron, you are the person who went to the bunny ranch and then went to Iraq.
Yes, I'm the one.
And what injuries did you sustain in Iraq?
In March, I was going on a search and rescue mission for some Marines that were getting shot up pretty bad, and an IED, which is a roadside bomb, blew up underneath me.
And you were in a Humvee?
I was in actually an ASV, which is a kind of beefed up Humvee.
Uh-huh. So
and the bomb... the Iraqis allowed two of my vehicles ahead of me to go by, and then they detonated my vehicle and blew two bombs underneath me.
Is the strategy for that if there is guys that are more important, they wouldn't be the point man in the convoy? That if there is, then why let two Humvees go and then blow you up?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes. All right, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going to officially call this a cluster F. and cut our losses. Now, I do want to hear the rest of Ron's story because Ron sustained, so we heard, injuries.
Sounds like he's doing very well.
He's on the mend, but he had some very traumatic injuries after he went from the ranch to Iraq. We've not been able to track him down. He has tracked us down. But we need to take a break. All right, let's figure out what we're going to do.
By the way, we never heard Danny's story. He has a brand new, fresh new tattoo.
she's got pierced nipples. I'm chumped.
All right, we need to. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to we'll do a little soul searching and figure this out. We'll either have Black Guy Tony in here, who hit the streets to talk about Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Or we'll be back with Ron. Or we'll be back with Melissa, or we'll be back with the tattoo story. One of those four next on the Adam Carolla Show.
And now, Adam Carolla.
It's never easy. You know, Melissa, that was, you were nervous, it was tough, you know, it was baptism by fire, you have the long acrylic nails, but
bone
screener, you know, if we were calling out for a fluffer or
I can't handle this. Can we find something else for Melissa to do?
Yes.
Can't she be like one of our Likeette things?
I mean, Danny can think of about 69 different things.
No, but I mean, she's an implied nude.
Yeah.
Melissa's an implied nude model. Can't we have her at events doing whatever? A Carolette or something?
Carolette. Sounds like a horrible loss.
I just choked on my Carolette.
there's burns. It seems like we got to find something for you to do around here.
Would you like to show up at live events?
I would. I totally would.
Phone screener, not your calling.
I know. You know, I tried the nails and everything, but like, oh my God.
How'd that go? Was it stressful?
I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was super nervous and it was like my first time doing everything. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? So I just started doing what I could do and typing everything wrong.
Well, that's all right. That's
maybe
all right.
Not the phone
we tried.
Screener. Yeah.
You're beautiful. You have a great attitude.
Thank you.
The good news is you're fired.
Yeah. But all right. Our search continues. Now, we were speaking to Ron. Ron is, as I said earlier, we did a thing, I don't know, 5-8 months ago. God, it was probably longer than that. Must have been a year ago, where we were going to send a guy over to the Bunny Ranch. And we want to find a guy who deserved it the most.
Maybe
a virgin. Yeah. Maybe a guy had been dumped by his girlfriend. Well, Ron called in and said he was heading to Iraq.
Shipping out. Well, let's
send him to the ranch before he goes to Iraq. And is that line three? Yes, Ron?
Yes.
All right. So, Ron, you went to Iraq. How long were you in country, as we say, before the bomb went off?
3 months.
3 months. And the bomb hit your Humvee.
Bomb, actually, I was the driver, and it actually blew up underneath me.
And how many guys were in the Humvee?
There was three of us.
And what injuries did they sustain?
Shrapnel wounds, brain injuries also.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a brain injury.
I still do. My frontal lobe was damaged. I was paralyzed for about 7 days due to swollen back. My eye was damaged, and I have a damaged. Now I'm able to walk. I have this stutter now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a paralyzed foot now and a damaged left arm.
And where are you now?
I'm back home. I've only been back home a month now.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Germany for a while, and then I went to Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where I was last recovering. And now I go to a traumatic brain injury school to teach me how to read and write and basically everything.
Send Melissa there. Yeah. And I still got a sense of humor. And so this injury happened to you about a year ago?
No, March 13th.
Okay, so it's been, just this last March.
Yeah.
Just over four months ago.
So it's been 4 months or so.
Yeah.
So you've recovered pretty well considering the shape you were in 4 months ago, right?
Yeah, I'm considering I was one of the lucky ones compared to some kids that are 19 that were in country 3 days and lost their legs.
And how old are you now, Ron?
I will be 40 in January 18th.
Okay, so a little bit older than most the other grunts driving around the Humvees in Iraq. Yeah. So the problem, I mean, the horrible part is that you sustain this brain injury and that your foot is paralyzed. You're lucky to be alive. And as a matter of fact, if you'd sustained this injury in other wars, you probably wouldn't have been alive. The technology over there is such that they're being able to get these guys to medical treatment much faster, and then of course the treatment they're getting is much better than you would have received in Korea, Vietnam, or World War II.
Correct.
That's the good news. Is the bad news is you have injuries that it seems like you're going to have to live with for some time.
Yes. Along with that, I have, they diagnosed me with severe PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And the second thing is, I lost everything. I used to own my own business, and that is completely gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from making a six-figure income to now about $2,700 a month.
What was your business?
I owned a window tint shop in Henderson, Nevada.
Mm. Oh yeah, I know Henderson.
Can you do that anymore?
I can't do it. I could barely walk.
Okay, so
one foot's paralyzed, you said, right?
So, Ron, what's it look like for you as far as recovery goes? I mean,
I'm pretty much the brain injury, they say, stays with you for about 2 years. The nerve damage to my eye is probably inoperable. The hand and my foot, and amongst other things, I can't sleep at night, so they have to give me medication due to nightmares and stuff. And
well, let me ask you about that, Ron. You were first off in basically a beefed up Humvee, one that had armor on it.
The bomb was strong enough to lift up and over a 29,000 pound vehicle.
So if you were in a basic Humvee, you wouldn't be talking to us right now.
No.
Or if Melissa was still manning the phones, you wouldn't be talking to us right now. Either one of those scenarios, you would not be talking to us right now.
And if I was getting a Humvee,
you would not
be talking to us right now.
The following week after I was wounded, my same team went out, and we lost two people, the same place.
Why do you reckon, you mentioned earlier that they let the first two cars, we'll just call them Humvees, pass, and then they blew you up? But it was an ambush. So the idea is to cut off the retreat.
The main source.
Uh-huh.
And they used a command detonation, which means the Iraqis now are using cell phones on the artillery rounds or using a wire. Mm-hmm. And watching us specifically and then blowing us up.
Right. Garage door clickers even.
Correct. Yep.
And then once your vehicle was blown up, what happened? Was there a gun battle at that point?
It was a short gun battle. And some recon Marines and SEAL Team 4 flattened out about 15 houses.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I got blown up.
And did you get helicoptered then, medevac?
Yes, we got, because we were taking fire, it took us, to go 3 miles, it took us 8 hours to get back.
Wow.
And then I got medevac to Baghdad.
Right.
I have also aphasia, so what I know, what I say in my brain doesn't come out of my mouth.
I hate that.
Yeah, so, Danny has that. Hey, Ron?
Yeah?
What can we do for you?
I don't know, man. It's hard to be in the situation that in the beginning you get motivated to go and fight for your country.
Right.
And then after that, a couple months of people hating you in a location, and they hate you. Oh, you're worried every day that you're going to get bombed, which we do get every day bombed. Sniper fire. It actually comes down to helping each other just get home.
Right.
I don't know. It's just hard because now we're struggling. Myself, my family, my wife had to quit her job to drive me everywhere.
Right.
To take care of me. And, I put in, for my insurance for being wounded. They give us this insurance for traumatic injuries, and they said I wasn't wounded enough.
Really?
What?
Yeah, for traumatic brain injury.
We got to get Michael Moore on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's on it. We are not taking care of our wounded veterans. That's clear.
But I also, on the upper hand, due to the fact that I was in San Antonio, there's a lot of single soldiers that have nobody to be taken care of.
Right.
When I came home, what changed my attitude, because I hated the world when I was in Germany. I was throwing food at people, throwing them, you know, I was paralyzed. And one day a dog came into my room, a service dog, and the animal changed my outlook. I started doing stuff on my own. And stuff like that. The power of animals is so great; it changes your outlook.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry for what happened to you. I feel like we have a little history with Ron. Thank God he got to the Bunny Ranch before this disaster.
I didn't know he was married.
You had a good time at the ranch? Good.
Yeah, the dentist was great. The girls were great. The hospitality was 1,000%.
Yeah, wait a minute, though. You said your wife quit her job. Your wife let you go to the Bunny Ranch before you went to Iraq?
Good listen.
Yeah, of course.
Honey, are you listening?
Yeah, she's listening.
No, I'm not talking about your honey. I'm talking about my wife.
This is what you woke me up for.
This is an American.
Anyway, I started a foundation when I came home for us to get service dogs to help us out.
All right. Well, hey, Ron.
Yes, sir.
We would like to help you. We're not going to forget about you. We're going to do what we can to mobilize our forces to get some donations and help your cause. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, because we already have people calling up who want to do
Hopefully
this.
Hopefully we can provide a link to the website for your organization if it has one.
It's called, let me give you it now, it's Canines, C-A-N-I-E-S, for, F-O-R, Combat, Wounded, .org.
We'll put a link on AdamCarolla.com.
I just started it about when I first came home, and we're just getting in the beginnings, but I've had lots of people wanting to help, but it's hard for me to do it while I'm doing all my rehab still.
Right.
I'm still active duty right now.
What?
So they decide.
Right. Hey, Ron, hold on a second. Ron, we're just running so late that we don't have time to plumb the depths of all that is going on with you. I want to continue this. We'll have to see if we can bring you in. We'll put something on the website. We'll do a charity drive. Whatever it is, we'll try to help you get back up on your feet. We just can't do it all at this late stage of the show. We have the Bengals coming in. We have the news to do, and we're already like a half hour late. So we're not going to forget about you, brother. Hang on. We'll get your number. We'll talk about it after show. We'll work it out. For now, you can go to AdamCarolla.com and get linked to Ron's very worthy charity. T.
Yes.
The news.
Who was Lindsay Lohan chasing? I think we know now.
All right. Wow. We'll do that. Oh, we do?
Yeah.
When she got pulled over.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that next.
It's Jerry Ferrara from Entourage, and I listen to Adam Carolla. And if you don't, go f*** yourself.
Susanna Hoffs and Vicki Peterson from the Bengals. A band that as you comb through their catalog, you go, oh, yeah. Like when at first blush, when you think Bengals, you go, oh, yeah, they had a couple of hits. And then you go, well, wait a minute. They had like
a dozen.
13 hits. Yeah. Baker's dozen. T?
Yes.
Why don't you give us the news and then we'll bring the ladies in.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, I'm going to have to make this quick, but I must fill you in on the latest details surrounding the arrest of Lindsay Lohan. As has been reported here all morning, she was arrested in Santa Monica at about 2:30 a.m. She was has been charged with DUI, possession of cocaine. She was allegedly, according to TMZ, she was in a car chase. When cops pulled her over, she was in a Denali. She was the chaser. She was chasing an Escalade. But who was in that car? Well, now TMZ is reporting that she was chasing her former assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the assistant had quit a couple hours earlier, so her mother came to pick her up from Lindsay Lohan's, mm-hmm. and Lindsay gave chase. And then the mother called the police, warning them that Lindsay was chasing them. Mm-hmm. And
she's officially now been downgraded from mother to enabler. You know what I mean? She should be...
This is the assistant's mother, I should say.
Oh, okay. Because Lindsay's mom should have the title of enabler. It shouldn't say so-and-so Lindsay Lohan's mom. It should say Lindsay Lohan's enabler.
Or best friend. Because she also gets out of cars with no underwear on.
Right.
Well, her father's put out a statement saying that this is partially his fault.
And her mother put out. That's all.
Right. Michael Lohan is...
Via court stenographer? Or did he actually put this out himself? Because most of his statements are via the court stenographer.
Well, Michael did a couple years for in conjunction with a drunk driving arrest himself, Michael Lohan.
Shocking!
Now, her attorney has mm-hmm. issued a statement to mm-hmm. TMZ saying, in part, addiction is a terrible and vicious disease. Since Lindsay transitioned to outpatient care, she's been monitored on a SCRAM bracelet and tested daily in order to support her sobriety. Throughout this period, I have received timely and accurate reports from the testing companies. Unfortunately, late yesterday, I was informed Lindsay had relapsed. The bracelet has now been removed. She is safe, out of custody, and presently receiving medical care.
Mm-hmm. The thing about addiction is it's funny when hot chicks are doing it, walking around without their underpants, coming out with sex videos and all that kind of stuff, until somebody dies, then it gets sad. Or it gets sad if they keep it going into their 40s, and then we get tired of looking at them with their underpants off,
right.
and they're still addicted.
Well, Lindsay's also got a scheduling conflict. Well, 40-year-old
addicts.
Imagine
they should just be put out of their misery.
This is her former assistant. Sorry, Danny. Former assistant, right?
What they're saying is that the assistant
what they're saying is that
two hours before.
She was 17 and a half and had an assistant.
Right.
Could you imagine?
21. But, yeah, she's a child.
Well, she's 21 now.
Yeah,
she's probably had an assistant for 5 years,
she's
maybe more.
She's out of work now. Five years ago is when she was that really, Herpy the love bug didn't do crap.
Herbie.
So she hasn't done anything since me.
And...
You didn't mean to say that?
That's no, hilarious. I said the woman's got herpes the love bug, and it doesn't do well.
Yes.
All right, well,
And Georgia Rule didn't exactly burn up the box office either.
I thought you loved that movie. It was one of your favorites. I'm just kidding.
I was in the mood to be swept away. Keep going.
Okay, well, you will not see, you may have seen her in Georgia Rule, you will not see her on Leno tonight. She mm-hmm. will not be making it to the Tonight Show unless... something happens that's very surprising. I don't see her making it. It's,
well, yeah. I don't see myself on Letterman, but if she was booked to do Kimmel, you would all see me on Kimmel tonight.
Right.
Because that's how it works.
Have you had to fill in for people who dropped out at the last
time? I am now officially sloppy thirds.
Who
I think there's somebody... Every time you see me on Kimmel, somebody dropped off.
Hey, Adam.
Really?
Yes, that's why if you ever look on the TiVo thing, it'll never have my name. That's how you know somebody dropped off because they have to give the TiVo people the schedule 3 days in advance, and they give me 24 hours notice when somebody drops off.
Can you get 24 hours notice?
Barely.
Politically incorrect. You used to call me and say, can you be here in a half hour? And not tell me what we were going to talk about.
I'm essentially Kimmel's booty call.
Right.
A lady was chasing all night at the club, took off with another dude, and he's horny. That's how it works.
2 a.m. and the phone
That's
rings.
Right.
What are you doing right now?
Thinking of you.
Well, here's the latest on Lohan. She was scheduled already to appear in court on August 24th. For her previous DUI bust on Memorial Day. And now she has another arraignment also set for that day. So the good news is she has two court appearances scheduled for the same day. So it's at least efficient.
Called efficient. Yes, that's right. And be prepared because after what happened to Paris, she will now have the book thrown at her, and I'm sure she deserves it. We need to take ourselves a break. Susanna Hoffs, Vicki Peterson from the Bengals. In next.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Out now on DVD, Return to Bangalonia. The Bangles live at the Hollywood House of Blues. Welcome the Bangles, Susanna Hoffs, and Vicki Peterson to the Adam Carolla Show.
Nice to see you, ladies.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to see you again.
I must say, I have on my iPod in the part that says Adam's Workout, the very first song on it is Walking Down Your Street.
Ooh.
Bangles song.
Thank you.
Good.
Is that your warm up?
It's good.
All right.
Yeah, I skip, first off, puts you in a good mood.
He's a boxer, he skips rope.
I skip rope to this song. I don't know if I owe you money. I don't know how ASCAP works.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, now I go into a little jig move I do where I kick my foot out and I get a little bop and a little pop going. What's going on with the Bengals? You guys, is it reuniting? Is it official?
It's actually been official for about 7 years.
Sorry.
Well, I wish I was an American genius.
Well, I'm so busy listening to the Bengals music that I don't have time for the news.
Adam, I'm going to help you make it up to them. Mm. They look phenomenal. You might have seen them but on Behind the Music, but mm-hmm. they look more beautiful than ever.
Oh, you're sweet.
Thank you.
Thank God for radio.
I'm not going to compare beauty in the music industry because that's just not fair. One group is musicians and the other group is musicians, but how happy are you on the Behind the Music that you weren't the Go-Go's?
Extremely
oh
happy.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You guys were, like, so dignified.
I know. I was happy that we weren't.
I kept wondering if people would be disappointed. You know, like, where's the drugs and sex? You know, what's wrong?
Over on the Go-Go's channel.
Well, there you go.
Well, where's the actual music? It'd be with the Bengals.
That's why you look so good. No hard drugs and alcohol.
How did the Bengals form, and when did they form?
I wouldn't say no.
How did we form?
Yeah.
Through the recycler. We threw an ad in the recycler.
That was the Craigslist of its day.
Exactly. And that's how we met.
Yeah, the recycler was a little local newspaper you'd go to get a used minivan or you'd go to get a used anything. Or if you started a band, that's where you'd do it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ad? Like, you know, what it said?
It was my ad. Yeah. And it just had a list of, like, my favorite bands. And they were all 60s bands.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little more convoluted than that because actually my roommate, who was our original lead guitar player, who my sister and I had just fired from the band, was the one who called Susanna's ad. And Susanna returned the call. I picked up the phone. Ta-da!
And there you are. I thought I was at a party at Molly Ringwald's house in probably 19.
Was I there?
Yes, you were there, but
you were 12,
it was
right,
like
Adam?
1984, 1985, or something like that. It was like her first house up in the 12. Hills.
And Warren Beatty was there too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who I've seen so many. He's a very nice person.
You may have been scared to talk to Warren, but I was scared to talk to you.
Really?
Oh, really?
And hopefully there was like a valet parker that was scared to talk to me. You see, there's a whole pecking order at the party. Right. But I remember you were there and I said, oh, that's Susanna. She's from the Bengals.
I can't say anything to her.
You guys, and by the way, Susanna, you look exactly the same as you did at Molly Ringwald's house 23 years ago.
Thank you.
Love of Christ. What happened? What didn't happen?
Oh, I am like probably the only one in this town who's never actually done anything
surgery.
Except, or anything.
But have you been out?
You're not the only one in this town.
Well, and you too. She's the only other one.
Worse. I've never
the
done
whole band
well.
Is very old school. We just take kind of good care of ourselves.
So I've had breast implants, but aside from that,
you're
perfectly
completely
natural.
Pure. Natural. Got it.
No, we just try, and my parents are very youthful looking, so maybe I got like
good
a little
genes,
bit
of think is,
thing, and the dark skin, you know, the olive skin doesn't.
What they call it, yeah. This is, by the way, the Bengals are going to be this Thursday at the Hollywood House of Blues, so that's coming up. And then House of Blues in Costa Mesa on Friday?
No, that's the Pacific Amphitheater on
Friday. Yeah. All right, wait, start again. When are we at the House of Blues?
House of Blues is Thursday.
Correct.
Amphitheater is Friday.
Correct.
Ooh. And then Saturday is House of Blues San Diego.
Ah, okay. Jeez, I'd like to go to one of those shows.
You can go to any or all.
Mm. Can I ask you, is there any song of yours that if you're in the grocery store or wherever, in the car, and you hear it, you have to turn it off?
No way. I love it. It's like so cool. Especially cool when you hear a Muzak version of one of your songs. Because then you know you've really arrived.
You've arrived.
Compliment.
No, you know what it is? I've had this a few times, and Danny probably has too, which is... once in a while there's a casting breakdown and it says we need an Adam Carolla type or Danny Bonaducci type. The reality is that they could probably get the real Adam Carolla or Danny Bonaducci for cheaper than they could get the type.
Oh, yeah.
But you know you've arrived when your name is in the type part. You know you've arrived when you're hearing Kenny G playing Walk Like an Egyptian on his saxophone,
or
right?
Kenny G type.
Or Kenny G type.
Yes.
Kenny G adjacent play Bengals hit on his. Now speaking of the hits, as far as the concerts go, how much new, how much old?
We do, well, I don't know, we balance it out pretty well.
We play all the hits.
We definitely play all the hits. So if you come to a Bengals show, you're going to hear the songs.
You'll hear Manic Monday.
You're going to hear Manic Monday.
And then we play some of our really old stuff when we were a garage band, which is how we started out.
And how long did you guys struggle before you arrived on the scene?
Well, we met in 81, and we didn't really get signed for 3 years. I mean, it took a while. It was not an overnight thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, but 3 years is not, like, in the music world that I understand it to be necessarily a huge struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 years is of wanting your dreams and not getting them has got to be tough.
That's true.
But you hear a lot of stars make it in their mid to late 30s, all of a sudden get discovered. Right. They've been playing the Sunset Strip, you know, for the last 20 years. Yeah, and then they make it.
Do you think the success of the Go-Go's helped or hurt?
I don't know, because we could never shake the comparison. It was very annoying at the time.
Because there were so few, quote-unquote, all-girl bands, and we were the other one, you know, because we're both from L.A., you know, both playing sort of upbeat pop.
Well, it depends.
It's almost neck and neck.
Worldwide, we were more known than the Go-Go's.
We had a lot more international.
All right, I'm taking that whole thing back about comparing beauty then. If you guys were neck and neck, then did it ever, like, did you ever get any weird satisfaction when Belinda would just blow up one season? Just be all like,
we're not like that.
She has really good bone structure, though.
Yeah, she's
gorgeous. She's a gorgeous girl.
She's not a parade float. She is hot.
She can carry it off.
All of a sudden, she'll walk out. She'll just go, which Belinda's coming out tonight? Are they wheeling her out, or is she coming out in the miniskirt?
Even when she's afloat, I wouldn't mind riding on her.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Wave into the crowd. Hey, everyone, look at me. I'm on Belinda Carlisle. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Susanna and Vicky can both be seen at the House of Blues Thursday, then the Pacific Amphitheater on Friday, and then the House of Blues
again
on Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to be in both those places, Thursday and Saturday. Can I really come?
Yes.
I may come to both shows. That'd be cool. Thanks.
The new CD, or I should say DVD, is out as well. It is a return to
Bangalonia.
Return to Bangalonia, the Bengals. It's their first live DVD. See the girls rocking live. Where do you go? What would be the best place to find the DVD?
It's not out until August 14th.
But on August 14th, you can get it anywhere. You get DVDs. All right, girls. Hey, maybe just Friday. Friday, amphitheater. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking House of Blues.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Won't you
let me? Well, I feel like we did 2.5 shows today.
One of them was really good.
That's right. I want to thank Lynn and Alex from LARagMag.com. Coming in here. Also, Janice Dickinson. Casting call Saturday. Saturday, 9 a.m., Hollywood and Highland. Susanna Haas and Vicki Peterson. The DVD Return to Bangalonia is out. I think they August
18th?
14th. 14th. Soon. Point is you can look for it. Until next time, is Adam Carolla saying mahalo. Finally, fresh air. Hell, man, I couldn't breathe in there.